Alrighty, folks, welcome back. My name is Austin White. I'm here at Tiger Field for another matchup between your Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. Now, if you haven't been tuning in with us the past couple of weeks, I ought to let you know your Colt 45s are undefeated here through eight games this season. They are 8-0, and they picked up their first win of the series against the Kings last night. It was a real good thriller. Final score was 6-5. And it was Spencer Rife on the mound for the win. So, we're looking for another great game here tonight against the Kings. And right now, we're welcoming all of the Colt 45s out onto the field. While we're doing so, I'm going to go ahead and give you the starting lineups for tonight. For the West Coast Kings, leading off, it's going to be Joey D'Amelio, followed by Joe Rodriguez. And pardon me if we get cut off here. Looks like we're going to have the national anthem. So I'll go ahead and wait to read off those lineups until we go through with the national anthem here. The anthem is going to be performed tonight by the Sandlot Symphony. It's the Colt 45's own band here on the left side of the left field bleachers. So a great job there from the Sandlot Symphony out here in the left field bleachers. It was a very beautiful rendition of our national anthem. Anyways, folks, I'll go ahead and give you those starting lineups now. It's going to be looking pretty similar to last night for the Kings. Leading off will be Joey D'Amelio, the center fielder, followed by Joe Rodriguez. He'll be playing third base tonight. He was at second base last night. In that number three slot, it's going to be Seth Gwynn playing right field, followed by the cleanup hitter Drew Giannini, who will be at second base tonight. Then it's going to be Jaden Lee, the left fielder, hitting in that number five slot, and then Mike Baker will come after him in the number six slot, play in the number six position as a shortstop. He'll be followed by Tyler Smith, the designated hitter, who's going to be batting seventh, followed by the catcher, Jake Lyle. Sorry, the first baseman, Jake Lyle. I guess they're moving Lyle over to first base tonight. And then a new catcher will be Preston Scott, who will be batting ninth tonight. It's going to be Keola Yim on the mound for the Kings tonight. And we have not seen him at all this season. So tonight will be the Colt 45's first time facing off against him. For the Colt 45's, it's going to be Colby Raphael leading off once again, followed by Griffith Fenn, the right fielder. And then Kyle Norton in that number three spot. Sorry, he'll be playing first base once again tonight. It'll be BJ Vila, a relatively new name, brother of Dusty Vila, hitting in that cleanup spot tonight. He has only had one plate appearance for the Colt 45 so far in the season, which resulted in a strikeout. But I'm sure he's got more than what it takes to get the job done for him here tonight. It's going to be McGuire Smith back in the lineup tonight in that number five slot. He'll be playing left field, followed by Sutter Maas, who's going to be playing shortstop instead of third base tonight. It'll be Brandon Zanny instead at third base, and he'll be batting seventh. And then it's going to be Carter Jorison behind the plate. Jorison's only appeared in two games so far for the Colt 45, so he'll be getting some more reps out there tonight. And then finally, it's going to be Dusty Vila back at second base, hitting in that number nine spot.
on the mound for the Colt 45s is going to be Brandon Valerer. We haven't seen Brandon Valerer a lot this season, but he has pitched once for the Colt 45s. He came in for two innings a few games ago, pitched a nice two innings of relief, did not give up a run, and allowed just one hit through the pair. So we'll see if he can get it done tonight against the West Coast Kings. And a couple of guys to watch out for on your Colt 45s tonight. Of course, Griffith Fenn, that hard-hitting right fielder. He's batting .429, leading the Colt 45s. McGuire Smith, he has not had a lot of experience with the 45s so far this season. He's only had 7 total at-bats in 2 games. But he is also hitting .429. So I can expect some big things for him. I'm sure he's going to be an impact player tonight. Kyle Norton, also an impact player. He's played in just 4 games for the Colt 45s as well, seeing just 15 at-bats. But he is batting .400. So we got some big names out there tonight, some guys who can really do some damage at the plate. And that's exactly what they did last night. We had a lot of long fly balls, a lot of hard-hit line drives, a lot of offensive play for both teams last night with that final score of 6-5. On the West Coast Kings, Joe Rodriguez is the man to look out for. Last night, he went 3-for-4 with a single, a double, and a home run. He was responsible for a large portion of the West Coast Kings' 5 runs. So right now, folks, we're having the plate meeting out there. We got the 3-man umpire crew chatting with both managers, and they're deliberating on something right now. I can't tell what, but they always seem to be deliberating something, asking questions, clarifying rules, telling jokes. You never really know. I can't hear them, but I'm sure it's something important. Meanwhile, the top of the Kings lineup is out there swinging the bats, getting them ready, and I can see the pitcher, Keola Yim, out there in the Kings bullpen, getting loose, getting ready to come in the bottom half of the inning. Colt 45s are standing right outside of the dugout. They're getting ready to take the field as the plate meeting will close, and now we're just waiting for the umpire and crew to give the teams the go-ahead, let the Colt 45s out there onto the field. First, we're going to have our ceremonial first pitch. Let me see if they told me who that is going to be tonight. Doesn't look like... Oh, I do have it. It's going to be Renton Police Department Chris Coffer with his canine. And I'm interested to see how they're going to do this. We have another RPD representative behind the plate wearing one of those big padded arms, and they're going to send the canine at him, and he's going to grab the arm. So, not your typical first pitch, but a pretty entertaining one, as you can hear some of the applause from the crowd right now as they hit like that. And now the dog does not want to let go. His handler will come over and take him off of the glove. But you can tell he's real passionate about his job. Anyways, now we'll see the Colt 45s head out onto the field. Brandon Valerer going to step out onto the mound and get ready to start warming up. Folks, we should be in for a real good game tonight. As you know, I mentioned earlier, the Colt 45s are 8-0 at the moment, and they beat the Kings once already. However, I will say this. The Kings put up probably the toughest battle against the Colt 45s that they've seen this season last night. Their bats were pretty hot against the starter, Spencer Reif. And they're going to look to be doing the same thing again tonight against Brandon Valerer. So the question is, will the Colt 45s be able to shut them down? Will they be able to produce enough offense to where it doesn't matter if they shut them down on defense? I don't know. I suppose we'll find out. But as I mentioned, we've got some rather unfamiliar names in the lineup for the Colt 45, such as BJ Vila, who's only played one game so far, Carter Jorison, only played a couple of games, and then Brandon Belair, who's only pitched two innings so far. I will say this, Belair's got a lot of velocity pitching from that left side, and he's got a lot of break in his curveball as well, so we'll see if his fastball and his curveball are working for him tonight. As he continues to warm up, and this is the point in the pregame show where I run out of things to talk about. So I've given you stats, I've given you what I expect to see tonight, and now we'll just have to wait for the game to start to see what really happens. I will mention, if some of you have been tuning in and over the past couple of weeks, but did not tune in last night, my partner, Jacob Green, is out at a bass fishing tournament right now, so he's not here, unfortunately. It's just a one-man show on the mic tonight. However, starting tomorrow, it's still going to be a one-man show. However, it's going to be Green on the mic instead of myself, so I'll be heading out. Unfortunately, no longer able to do the Colt 45s anymore. I wish I could, but you guys will have a great announcer in Jacob Green. Most of you who have been listening for the past couple weeks know he's got a great voice, got a great personality, and got some great charisma over the microphone. So I'm excited for him to take over. He's going to do a phenomenal job. All right, so stepping in is going to be Joey D'Amelio. First pitch here at 7:16 coming in. Fastball in there for strike one. And a nice way to start this game off. So it's an 0-1 count now to start off D'Amelio. Here comes the pitch from Belair. That one's going to go way high for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike as D'Amelio steps back into the box. Belair out of the windup from that left side. Here's the pitch. Inside fastball ran up and in on the hands of D'Amelio, called for ball two. So 2-1 count. You can tell Belair's got that velocity working for him. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the shortstop. That's Cedar Moss. He'll field it cleanly. Throwing over to first is in time for out number one. Nice play there from Cedar Moss, who we've historically seen at third base when he's in the lineup. Tonight, taking over that shortstop position. And first play of the game is well done. So it'll be one out here as Joe Rodriguez comes up to the plate. And if you were listening a few minutes ago, you'll remember I said Joe Rodriguez was the one who last night went 3-for-4 with a double, a single, and a 3-run home run. As Belair delivers, that one's going to be tapped foul over to the left side. So a quick 0-1 count now to Rodriguez, but he's got a ton of power as Belair looks down and takes his sign. Out of the windup now, here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there on the inside corner for strike two, and Belair really had great command of that one. And that's an exciting pitch to see. You can tell his mind is in the right place right now. 0-2 pitch. Here it is. High fastball. That one's going to miss. So it'll be a ball of two strikes. Even Rodriguez's double last night was about 6 or 7 feet short of a home run. It was a laser shot as he fouls one off back into the net. But it was a laser shot that just didn't quite have the angle to get out. Had he lifted that one just a little bit more, I could have seen it going probably 360-plus feet. Here's the pitch. 1-2, fouled back off into the parking lot. So it'll remain a ball and two strikes as Rodriguez adjusts his batting gloves and now steps back into the box. Belair gets ready, and here's a pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner, strike three call. A nice pitch from Brandon Belair to get Joe Rodriguez looking. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. So the pitches that get this crowd real excited here. You can tell Belair has a rhythm down already here in the top of the first inning. And we'll see if he can keep it going. Here's Seth Gwynn. He's going to see a fastball just below the zone for ball one. Blair gets his ball back, takes his sign, and here comes the delivery. Fastball. This one's going to be lifted high and deep into left center field. Going after it is the center fielder. This one is gone. A monster shot over the scoreboard. Makes this a 1-0 game quickly here in the top of the first inning. That was Seth Gwynn, the right fielder, and he got completely a hold of that one. So not what the Colt 45s wanted here to start off the ball game, especially with two outs. Seth Gwynn kind of just, I apologize, Brandon Belair kind of just left that one right over the top of the plate, and Seth Gwynn took advantage of it. As I said, it went all the way up and over the scoreboard out there in left center field, and he got all of that one. So 1-0 here. Blair will have to recompose himself, and he's going to deliver a nice fastball in there for strike one. So even after the home run, he's still not afraid of this lineup. He knows what he can do. Happens to all pitchers all the time. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Nice breaking ball. Draws a swing and a miss from Drew Giannini, the cleanup hitter. So a quick 0-2 count. And still, Brandon Blair is in attack mode, which is exactly what you want to see. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be another breaking ball. This one's going to go in the dirt for ball one. So it'll be a ball and two strikes. As Blair gets his ball back. Now he gets ready and delivers. Another breaking ball. Almost got a swing out of Seth Gwynn, but didn't quite chase after it. So it'll be a 2-2 count now with two outs. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded softly to the shortstop, Moss. Moss is going to field it. Throw on the run is not in time. So Drew Giannini picks himself up an infield single. Senator Moss did a good job of charging up on that one. As I mentioned, it was a softly hit ground ball. And gloved it, made a nice throw, but Drew Giannini just showcased some a little bit of speed there and beat it out. So that'll bring up Jaden Lee, the left fielder, in that number five spot. And we'll see if Brandon Blair can get himself out of this one. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled back into the net. Quick 0-1 count as Jaden Lee steps back into the box. Blair comes set and delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block from the catcher Joriston to hold that runner at first. Count will even up at a ball and a strike. And now after giving up one run in the inning so far and then allowing that infield single, Belair just wants to get out of this one. Fastball swung on and tipped foul, but right into the glove of Joriston for strike two. Count will be a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball barely misses the bottom of the zone. I thought that was strike three. Belair looked like he was ready to walk off the mound there, but the count will even up at two balls and two strikes. Now Belair will come set, checks over at that runner. Here's the pitch. That's going to be a fastball in the dirt. Runner's going to go. Block. The throw is not in time. So a nice effort there from the catcher Joriston. That fastball was spiked almost in the grass. It was a hard pitch to handle. But Joriston got in front of it, knocked it right down, picked it up, gave a little bit of a high throw down there to second. And the shortstop Moss just couldn't quite put the tag on. 3-2 pitch now. This one's going to be fouled deep out into foul territory over there in the parking lot. So the count will be three balls and two strikes. Again, full count, two outs, runner on second. This is where Belair really needs to come through. The pitch. Swung on again, fouled back into the parking lot. And that one bounced off of a car and then bounced off of another car. It was a double whammy out there in the parking lot. So not what you want to see off a foul ball, but we're going to see another full count pitch. 3-2 on the way. Swung on and driven right into the glove of the second baseman, Dusty Vila, for out number three. So a little bit of a tough inning for Blair there. He allowed one run off of that long shot from Seth Gwynn, but he ultimately gets out of it with just one as we head in to the bottom of the first inning where the Colts will look to tie it up. Folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. They're a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All righty, folks, welcome back. It is the bottom of the first inning here at Tiger Field. It's going to be Colby Raphael leading things off for the Colt 45s. He'll look to get things started here. If you were with us for the top of the inning, you'll know that the Kings went ahead 1-0 as the pitch from Kayla Yim comes in. Fastball with some nice velocity in there for strike one. Now, Yim pitching out of the stretch. Comes down on a chopper to the third baseman. It's going to be fielded. Throw is in time, and Raphael is sat down. He almost beat that one out, but a nice play from the third baseman, Joe Rodriguez, sits him down. So it'll be one out quickly here at the bottom of the first inning. As I was saying, the West Coast Kings went up 1-0 off that long shot from Seth Gwynn that went over the scoreboard in the top half of the inning. Now the Colt 45s dealing with one out. Are looking to answer back. It's going to be Griffith Fenn up to the plate. We know he's got a lot of power. As a fastball comes in and grazes the outside corner of the zone, Fenn made a little bit of a face there. He didn't agree with that call. It'll be no balls and a strike to the hard-hitting right fielder. The pitch, high changeup. That one is going to be outside of the zone. It'll be a ball and a strike now. As Yim looks down and takes his sign. Again, with no runners on, he's pitching out of the stretch. Here's the 1-1. Fastball once again catches the outside corner. And once again, Griffith Fenn kind of drops his shoulders in frustration. So not happy with that wide strike zone. But he'll step back into the batter's box. Yim has his sign. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced right in front of the plate. It'll be Yim to field it. He'll throw one over to first, and now the home plate umpire is going to signal foul ball. That was interesting. A very late foul call from the home plate umpire. He kind of let that one bounce in front. I think it must have bounced off of Fenn himself. Either way, we'll do it again. It'll be a ball and two strikes. Yim comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded softly to the shortstop. It's fielded. Throw is in time for out number two. That was the shortstop, Mike Baker, on the play. And he did a good job of getting to that one. But unfortunately, here in the bottom of the first, the West Coast Kings are working quick here against your Colt 45s. It's going to be Kyle Norton up to the plate. And Norton's hitting over 400 this season, as we mentioned in the pregame show. So he'll look to continue this hot streak here with two outs and try to get some started. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a low fastball, ball one. That one almost in the dirt from Yim. Now he'll get his ball back, take his sign. Come set. 1-0 pitch on the way. Inside fastball. That one misses again. So Yim seemed to be really on top of his fastball through the last two batters. Now maybe struggling with it just a bit here against Kyle Norton. 2-0 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and fouled way back over the net. Count will move to two balls and a strike. And you could tell Norton really wanted to get a hold of that one. It was a big swing, almost a looping swing, and he just got under it too much and fouled it back. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and grounded sharply to the second baseman. Hill fielded off of a tough hop. Thrown over to first is in time for out number three. A nice play there from Drew Giannini, the second baseman. So that'll bring us back to the top of the second. West Coast Kings still lead the Colt 45s 1-0 after one inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
All righty, folks. Welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White here at Tiger Field. It's a 1-0 ball game. West Coast Kings lead the Reading Colt 45s here as we head into the top of the second. It'll be Brandon Belair back out onto the mound for the Colt 45s, facing off against number 7, Mike Baker, the shortstop. And Baker's going to see a fastball low for ball one. So a quick 1-0 count to start off Baker as he steps back into the box. Crown that plate a little bit. Here's the pitch. High fastball. So it'll be 2-0. So first a low fastball, then a high fastball. Neither one of them able to catch the strike zone. The count will move to 2 balls and no strikes. Baker steps back into the box. Belair gets set and delivers. Strike one. Nice fastball there on the outside corner. And the count will move to 2 balls and a strike. So far we've seen 3 pitches and 3 fastballs to Mike Baker. We'll see if Belair changes it up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven on the ground to Brandon Zanny. He'll bobble it. Throw one over to first is not in time. So I think that one's going to be ruled an error. However, it was a real tough play for Brandon Zanny, the third baseman. It was a hot shot on the ground over there, and that's exactly why they called it the hot corner. And that thing was pulled hard down the line. Zanny got in front of it, was able to get his glove down. Unfortunately, just bounced right off the palm of the glove. Did a good job of picking it up and making a throw. However, Baker just had a little bit of speed and was able to beat it out. So it's going to be Tyler Smith now, the designated hitter, as he fouls one off into the catcher's mask. And he seems completely fine. Doesn't look like it fazed him at all. So it'll be an 0-1 count to Smith. Belair now dealing with no outs and a runner on first. Doesn't want to give up another run this inning. He looks down and takes a sign. And from that left side, here's the pitch. Fastball in there on the bottom half of the zone for strike two. I got to say, Mike Baker over there taking a really bold lead with a lefty on the mound. You know how easily some of these lefties can just throw over quick. 0-2 pitch now is going to be... No, he will throw over. So I suppose I spoke it into existence. Belair threw on over to first, but Baker was back in standing safely, so I guess he knows exactly how much of a lead he can take. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be swung on foul. It will just get out into the parking lot on the right side. And the count will remain no balls and 2 strikes to Tyler Smith. As he steps back into the box, Belair will grab his sign. Comes set, checks the runner. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be in the dirt. It'll get past the catcher, Jorison. And the runner will advance. So the force out is taken off.
I would probably rule that one a wild pitch. Came right in at the feet of Jorison, but you could tell he just wasn't prepared for that pitch at all. It'll be a 1-2 count as Belera comes set. Baker taking a good lead off the second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped straight down into the plate. So the count will remain a ball and two strikes as Smith continues to do a good job of battling here against the lefty Belera. Baker again taking a pretty good-sized lead off of second. They're not holding them on too tight. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Jorson's going to check back the runner at second. Throwing over to first. He's on line for out number one. So a great time here from the catcher Jorison. Pitch was in the dirt. Dropped to his knees. Blocked it. Ball went right in front of him. He picked it up. Checked back Baker over there at second. And then made a really nice throw over to Cal Norton at first for the first out of the inning. So big favor there done to his pitcher Belera. As number 13, the first baseman, Jake Lyle, who was behind the plate last night, comes up. Again, one out. We've got Baker at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Just misses the top of the zone for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count now to Lyle. Baker, again, taking a pretty generous lead over there. 1-0 pitch on the way. This one's going to be swung and lifted high in the center field. Colby Raphael will get under it. He makes the catch. Runner is going to tag. The throw is offline. So Jake Lyle will pick himself up a sacrifice fly. Moves the runner over to third. Colby Raphael did a good job getting a good angle on that ball as he came in to make the catch. Unfortunately, just couldn't execute on the throw in. It's going to be a close play regardless, but doesn't really give himself a chance there. Either way, it's going to be two outs here in the top of the second inning as the catcher, Preston Scott, comes up to the plate. This will be his first at-bat of the series, and we've got Baker leading off of third. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be a fastball up and in around the hands for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count now to Preston. Belera comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing. One of the most interesting swings I've seen. It was like he tried to hold back and maybe check the swing, but his bottom hand wouldn't let him, and he just kind of gave a weak swing. Now he's going to pop one out into shallow left field. It's going to be the shortstop, Sutter Moss, to make the catch for out number three. So Colt 45 has gotten a little bit of danger there with the runner on third, but Belera able to get himself out of it as we head to the bottom of the second. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back to the bottom of the second inning here at Tiger Field. Keona Yim back on the mound for the West Coast Kings. And he's going to deliver a fastball, which is fouled back off into the net by the cleanup hitter, VJ Vila. This is Vila's second at-bat of the season. He has appeared only once for the Colt 45 so far, and he'll have an 0-1 count to start him off. Here's the pitch from Yim. That's going to be an off-speed in the dirt for ball one. So it'll be a 1-1 count now for Vila. Colts were sat down 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the first, still trailing by one after the long shot from Seth Gwynn put the West Coast Kings up in the top of the first as Vila sees another off-speed off the outside corner for strike two. So it's going to be a 1-2 count now. Keona Yim takes his sign. Still pitching from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Low fastball. Rung him up. Strike three. So BJ Vila goes down looking for his first at-bat of the night. And that's a pitch you got to swing at. It did look a little bit low. The catcher, actually, Preston Scott, had a little bit of a tough time handling it. Popped out of his glove. But umpire said it was strike three, and with two strikes, that's something that you got to swing at. So it'll be McGuire Smith coming up to the plate as he sees a fastball in the dirt for ball one. Quick 1-0 count to Smith. Smith was really putting some wood on the ball last night as the 1-0 pitch comes in. That's going to be a high fastball for ball two. As I was saying, Smith was just hammering it last night. A lot of them, unfortunately, were right into the gloves of Kings defenders. But either way, you know this kid can hit, and he can hit with power as he fouls one back into the net for strike one. So it'll be a 2-1 count to the left fielder, Smith. So he kicks some dirt around in that left side batter's box. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled, this time back right over my head. And that'll even up the count at 2 apiece. So two balls and two strikes as Keona Yim looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here comes the pitch from Yim. Swung on and fouled sharply over towards the Kings dugout. Count will remain two balls and two strikes. Yeah, we've got one out here in the bottom of the second. As Yim gets set, here's the pitch. Fouled back into the back of the net. So the count will once again remain two balls and two strikes. As we've got some wasps swarming the booth right now. Hopefully they go away. Two balls and two strikes. Once again to McGuire Smith. Keona Yim sets and delivers. That one's going to be flared foul over to the left side. So once again, the count will be two balls and two strikes. Smith doing a really good job of battling here with two strikes. He's a foul ball machine right now. Keona Yim takes his sign, comes set. Once again, out of the stretch, here's the pitch. Low off speed, looked like a changeup. That one will be ball three. So the count will fill up as Smith continues to battle, showing some good discipline there in that one. Yim comes set. The 3-2 is high, but swung on and fouled back into the net. And the at-bat will continue. So Smith has made it clear he's not going to be an easy out. His first at-bat of the night, he has continued to battle here against some impressive pitching from Keona Yim. And we'll see who comes out on top in this one. 3-2 on the way. Low. It'll be Smith with the victory as he draws a walk. And that'll bring up Sutter Moss, the shortstop. So Colt 45s have their first base runner of the ball game now here in the bottom of the second inning. And Sutter Moss up to the plate. He'll look to do a job for the Colt 45s with a runner on.
Jonah Yim looks down and takes his side. Still out of the stretch, of course. Here comes the pitch. High fastball. It's going to miss for ball one. So now the lights are coming on out here at Tiger Field as much of the field has become shaded. So lights probably not necessary yet, but they will be here soon. Now Yim will throw over to first. Sliding back in safely will be Smith as Moss steps back into the box. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lined in left center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. They're going to hold Smith at second. But nice single. Earns the Colt 45s their first base hit here. And that was a nice piece of hitting from Sutter Moss. He just looped that one right out into center left center field. I apologize for a single. And that'll get a job done. So it'll be Brandon Zanny, the third baseman, up to the plate now. Again, the Colt 45s are looking to tie this game up. It's 1-0 here in the bottom of the second as Zanny steps up into the box. Runners at first and second for the Colt 45s. One out. Yim checking back that runner at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. You could tell Zanny was really looking to get after something there, and he chased at a pitch outside of the zone, so it'll be an 0-1 count to the third baseman. Again, you've got Smith over there at second, Moss at first, taking pretty humble leads. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped up the middle. It's going to get past the glove of the pitcher, fielded by the second baseman, Giannini. Throwing over to first is in time for out number two. So Colt 45s get a little bit of a break on that one, actually. If it was able to be fielded by the pitcher, Yim, probably would have been a double play. However, it just got past his glove and was instead fielded by the second baseman, Giannini, who had no choice but to throw on over to first. So now it'll be runners on second and third with two outs and Carter Jorson up to the plate for the Colt 45s, the catcher. Here comes the pitch from Yim. Fastball is going to be in there on that inside corner for strike one. Now Yim will look down and take his sign. Come set. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball high and outside for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike. Again, you've got Smith over there at third. I apologize. Moss leading off there at second as Yim comes set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded softly to the third baseman. He'll bobble it, and there will be no throw. So an error from the third baseman, Rodriguez, will allow a run to score, and this game is tied. And now a courtesy runner will come out for Carter Jorson. Not exactly what Jorson wanted, but it'll get the job done. So 1-1 ball game now, and we've got runners at the corners as the West Coast Kings manager will call time and bring the entire infield onto the mound, maybe to talk a little bit of strategy. Now, Joe Rodriguez, an interesting player. If you remember, I spoke last night and tonight about his ability to hit the ball. He had a home run, a double, and a single last night. But what's also interesting about him is he has kind of struggled in the field so far in the series. He made a pretty crucial error over there at second base last night, allowing the ball to go right underneath his legs. That allowed the tying and go-ahead run to score for the Colt 45s. And that was last night. And now tonight, he bobbles a soft, chopping ground ball, which allows the tying run to score. So he's had a couple of defensive blunders here so far in the series. We'll see if he can clean it up. I got to say, his bat has sort of made up for it. He has been hot. But now with two outs, Keone Yim's going to look to get out of it. Here's the pitch. High fastball. It'll catch the top of the zone for strike one. Again, we've got runners at first and third. It's a courtesy runner. I believe that's Mason Cassingham over there at first base is the courtesy runner. And then you've got Cedar Moss over there at third. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded sharply into right field for a base hit. Go-ahead run will come across. And Dusty Vila, the second baseman, comes through in a tight spot for the Colt 45s. It'll be a 2-1 ball game as the West Coast Kings should have been out of this inning two batters ago. But now after the error and then the single have allowed the tying and go-ahead runs to have come across. Now the lineup will turn over. It's going to be Colby Raphael working with two outs and runners on first and second. Let's see if he can get something together. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be fouled off into the parking lot on the right side. So it'll be no balls and a strike to Colby Raphael. He steps into the box once again. Keone Yim takes his sign before coming set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Some really nice break on that curveball. You could tell Raphael wasn't quite ready for it. Yim now comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply down the line. It'll be the third baseman, Rodriguez. He'll dive to third base for the force out, but they're going to say it's not in time. So everybody's safe. It was a hot shot down the third baseline. Taking off from second was Mason Cassingham, the courtesy runner, right off the bat. And he was able to beat Joe Rodriguez to the bag. It was a good effort from Rodriguez, fielding that ball, charging hard, and then laying out to put the glove on the bag for the force, but couldn't get it done, unfortunately, as the defensive woes continue here for the West Coast Kings. Keone Yim, now with two outs still, comes set and delivers to Griffith Fenn, who's going to see a fastball low and away for ball one. And I got to say, I kind of feel for Keone Yim. He has been pitching well, been pitching to pretty soft contact, a lot of balls on the ground, but unfortunately, just unable to get this final out as there's a hard ground ball into right field, and that's a base hit. One run will score. They're going to send the runner down. Here's the throw. Not in time. Two runs score. It's a 4-1 ball game. So Griffith Fenn gets a couple more runs across for the Colt 45s, and just like that, here in the bottom of the second inning, they're up 4-1. Not at all what Keone Yim wanted up there on the mound. It'll be runners at the corners once again, and now with two outs, the West Coast Kings have allowed four runs across in the inning, and that's got to be kind of heartbreaking for the pitcher, Keone Yim, as he comes set and delivers. Runner goes. No, he fakes it. It'll be a ball. Not quite on the inside corner. Count will be 1-0 to Kyle Norton, the first baseman. Now, Yim will look down and take his sign. Again, runners at the corners take their leads. Here's the 1-0 pitch. In the dirt, ball two. So it'll be a 2-0 count. Again, with two outs here. Colt 45s have scored four already off of an error and a couple of hits. Yim comes set. 2-0 pitch on the way. High fastball, ball three. So a quick 3-0 count to Kyle Norton. They've got an open base over there at second to work with. So not a whole lot of pressure in this at-bat, but still, you don't want to be working with a bases-loaded situation after what we've seen in this inning so far. 3-0, here's the pitch. High fastball, ball four. So Kyle Norton will draw a walk, and that'll bring up VJ Vila. Vila was sat down in the bottom of the first inning on strikes, struck out looking. And now, with the bases loaded and two outs, he'll look to get a couple more runs across for the Colt 45s. Keone Yim takes a little bit of a walk around the mound before stepping back onto the rubber. Now he'll look down and take his sign before coming set. Here's the pitch. swung on and fouled way back into the parking lot. It'll be a quick 0-1 count to BJ Vila. He steps out of the box, takes a couple of practice hacks while Keona Yim gets a new ball. Now Vila will step back into the box. 0-1 pitch on the way. High off speed, looked like a changeup. It'll miss the zone for ball one. So it'll be a ball and a strike now. Now Yim will come set. It'll be a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fouled back off. And the count will remain a ball and two strikes. So BJ Vila will step back in. Again, the bases are loaded here. Colt 45s have scored four in this inning already. They're up 4-1 on the Kings. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and grounded sharply up the third baseline, off the glove of Joe Rodriguez. One run will score. Now two runs will score. And that'll make it a 6-1 ball game. So another error from Joe Rodriguez. And the Colt 45s seem to have blown this one open already here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They lead by five. It is 6-1. And we'll still be working with runners on first and second as McGuire Smith comes to the plate. Rodriguez still struggling on defense there over at third. That's his second error of the inning. Unable to handle that hot shot from BJ Vila. And now the Colt 45s have scored all six of their runs with two outs. We'll see if they can get a couple more here. Smith gets into the box. Here's the pitch. Fastball, deep drive into center field. Running back to the center fielder, D'Amelio, and he will make the catch on the run. So a nice catch by the center fielder, Joey D'Amelio, finally gets the Kings out of the inning. But not before the Colt 45 scores six runs. So it'll be a 6-1 ball game as Brandon Blair comes back out onto the mound for the top of the third. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White. It's Brandon Blair back out on the mound for the Colt 45s. And he's going to deliver his final warm-up pitch of the inning as he will see the top of the West Coast Kings order in Joey D'Amelio. D'Amelio, if you were paying attention or tuned in the bottom half of last inning, made a really nice running catch over his head out there in center field to end a very long inning for the Kings. Colt 45 scored six in that inning off of two outs, impressively, to make the score 6-1. And now D'Amelio will step in as Blair comes to the plate with a fastball in there for strike one. Folks, you are listening to this Colt 45's baseball game tonight on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 and 1460 AM. As Blair delivers a fastball low and away for ball one. Now he'll come set and deliver. That's a hot shot right over the head of Blair into center field for a base hit. And that one had some serious pop off the bat. So now it'll bring up Joe Rodriguez. Remember, Rodriguez made two errors in the bottom half of the second inning, which largely contributed to the Colt 45's ability to score the six runs that they did. Now he'll look to have a little bit of redemption here at the plate. If you've been paying attention, I've been talking about him all night long, tonight and last night. He's got some serious pop at the plate going 3-for-4 last night. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball in there on the top of the zone for strike one. He is 0-for-1 so far tonight here against the pitcher Belair. So we'll see if Belair can put him away again. This 0-1 count, here's the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, strike two. Nice pitch. Catches the outside corner of the zone as Joey D'Amelio leads off of first. Belair comes set, here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the second baseman, Vila. He'll throw over to Moss. Moss has it for out number one. Throw over to first is in time for the double play. Really nice piece of defensive work there from the Colt 45s. Gets a couple of quick outs here for the pitcher, Belair. And that'll bring up number 20, Seth Gwynn. So after committing two errors in the bottom of the second inning, Rodriguez goes up to the plate and hits him to a double play. And that's really just an unfortunate turn of events for him tonight after the hot streak at the plate last night. Now the pitch from Belair to Seth Gwynn. That one will be low. The ball one. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball swung, looped into left field down the line for a base hit. And luckily the left fielder, McGuire Smith, will get the ball in quickly. So it'll be two outs working with a runner on first. And now Seth Gwynn is 2-for-2 on the night against Belair. He was the one that was responsible for the West Coast Kings' only run with that massive home run over the scoreboard in the first inning as Belair comes set and delivers a breaking ball, nails the outside corner of the zone here against Drew Giannini for strike one. So it'll be an 0-1 count to Giannini as Gwynn leads off of first. Now a fastball will be blown right past Drew Giannini for strike two. So quick 0-2 count. Let's see if Belair can get himself out of this one quick. Here's the pitch. Fastball just misses the outside corner for ball one. And you could tell the catcher, Jorson, kind of just stuck his glove out and held it there on the outside corner for a second after catching that ball. He thought he was going to get that call. 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. Throw. There will be no throw. And you could tell Belair kind of tipped his approach on that one. Right off the bat, he gave no intention of throwing over to first, and that allowed Seth Gwynn to get a really nice jump as there's a deep drive into right field. That one is going to be caught by Griffith Fenn. I apologize for that. That cough is still bugging me. Griffith Fenn will make the catch in deep right field to end the inning. That'll bring us to the bottom of the third, where the Colt 45s will look to extend their 5-run lead. Score is 6-1 here as we head into the bottom half of the inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House, The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It is the bottom half of the third inning here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45 lead the West Coast Kings 6-1, and it's Sutter Moss up to the plate as he swings and fouls one back into the net for strike one. He's looking at a 1-1 count. Fiona Yim steps back onto the rubber and takes his sign. Now Yim will come set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back and just barely hits the net. Doesn't quite get over, so count will move to a ball and two strikes. Yim had a rough inning last inning. He gave up 6 runs. However, several of those were off of errors. So he's not all to blame here. And the 1-2 pitch is going to go low for ball two, so the count will even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. What's really tough, though, is after giving up 6 runs, even though he knows that they weren't all his fault, and he's probably more frustrated with his defense than he is with himself. He will just have to regain some confidence here, both in himself and in his team, in order to get the job done as he throws the ball to fill up the count. So it'll be 3-2 to Sutter Moss now. Here's the pitch. One's going to be swung on and fouled high off over to the left side behind the clubhouse. The count will remain full as Moss is doing a great job of battling here with two strikes. 3-2 pitch for the second time is on the way. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three called. So I think Moss knew it. That one was right there over the outside corner, and he'll sit down on strikes. That'll bring up Brandon Zanny. Zanny will look to get something started here. Remember, the Colt 45s right now are leading with 5. So anything else they score right now would purely be insurance runs. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses the outside corner of the zone for ball one. However, those insurance runs would be nice. As we know, these West Coast Kings have some serious pop at the plate. They can do damage. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's going to be go inside for ball two. So I would never count these Kings out of the ballgame with the potential they've got on the other side of the ball field with the bat. But either way, the Colt 45s right now are still holding a pretty comfortable lead. 2-0 count to Zanny. Here's the pitch from Yim. That fastball will catch the outside corner just barely for strike one. Count will be 2 balls and a strike now as Yim gets his ball back and comes set. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses the inside corner. It'll be a 3-1 count now, and we can expect an action pitch here from Yim as Zanny steps back into the zone. Yim comes set. Here's the pitch. Sure enough, fastball. However, that one's going to run inside for ball four. So Zanny will take a walk. And with one out, you can bet that Yim will be looking for a double play here. It's going to be number 17, Carter Jorison, up to the plate. If you'll remember, in the bottom half of the second, he hit a really soft ground ball with two outs that was bobbled by the third baseman, Jorison, and he ended up reaching on that error, and the tying run scored, which then led to that plethora of runs scoring with two outs, making it a 6-1 ball game. Now a sharply hit chopper is going to go to the second baseman. He fields it. Throw to second is in time. Over to first, not in time. So the Kings will get one. A nice play there from the second baseman, Giannini. He had to stay back on that one. It was chopping towards him, and you could tell it was going to take a tough hop. So he just waited back a little bit, caught it in the middle of the hop and tossed over to second for the sure out. The throw from the shortstop, Mike Baker, just had no chance. And now it'll be Mason Cassingham as a courtesy runner out there at first base with two outs and Dusty Vila at the plate. Vila's going to hit one hard into right field. Coming in is going to be the right fielder. He will not make the catch. It's going to fall in front of him. Now the throw over to third is in time to catch Cassingham for out number three. So a risky move there from the third base coach, sending Cassingham around second off of the hard hit single into right field. And a nice throw from the right fielder Seth Gwynn cuts him down at third. So the score remains 6-1 as we head into the top of the fourth. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081's Crossroads Drive, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
All righty, folks. Welcome back. It's the top of the fourth inning here at Coulter Field. It looks like we're getting another demonstration from the RPD K-9 unit. And it appears that the first base umpire is holding something up. I don't know if... Oh, that's just his cooling towel. I thought he was going to be part of the demonstration. But no, it's actually going to be one of the West Coast Kings running out there with that big old padded arm on. And now our K-9 brother is going to latch on and not let go as that Kings player struggles to get his arm away, and he cannot. So now the handler will come on out. But it's a neat little demonstration, but it is going to delay Brandon Blair's warm-up a little bit. So we're going to cut to a short break real quick just as Brandon Blair comes out to warm up. And we'll come back when he's ready as our K-9 friend pulls the padded arm off of the King.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right, folks. Well, we're back from break. If you're just tuning in, like in the past 10 seconds, we just had a neat little demonstration from our Reading Police Department K-9 team. And with a little help from our visiting team, the West Coast Kings, they were able to unleash the power of that gnarly K-9 who latched on to one of the King's arms with that big padded foam arm. Cool demonstration, but as I mentioned earlier, it kind of delayed the warm-up of Belair, who is now just finishing up his warm-ups, and he's going to be facing off against number 23, and it looks like that's going to be a new bat here for the Kings. It's going to be Jay Lee, and I got to tell you, we do not have a first name on this roster here. So, it'll be Jay Lee. Don't know what the J stands for, but I'll refer to him as Lee as Belair comes set and delivers.
It's going to be a fastball low for ball one. Lee, I'm not sure who he's in for right now. Here's the pitch. And that was going to be chopped on the ground hard to the third baseman, Zanny. Throwing over to first is in time for out number one. I apologize. I think that's Jaden Lee. It was Jaden Lee. I just confirmed that. However, he's wearing number 23 on the lineup. It says he's number 45. On his roster, it says he's 23. So I don't know why it says he's number 45 here on the lineup. Either way, it'll be Mike Baker up to the plate with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Belair. It's going to be a fastball in there for strike one. Quick 0-1 count to Baker, who now steps into the box. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted high and deep into left field. That one is going and gone. The second home run of the night for the West Coast Kings. Luckily for Brandon Belair, it was just a solo shot. So Colt 45s will maintain their lead. The score will move to 6-2 Colt 45s as Baker rounds the bases with his first home run of the series. Now both he and Seth Gwynn have done it against Belair tonight. And I got to say, Belair's been looking real solid except for those two long shots here through three and a third. It'll be Tyler Smith, the designated hitter, up to the plate now. Belair still out of the windup. Here comes the pitch. Fastball in there. Oh, it looks like he said that was a ball. I didn't hear a strike call. There was no motion for a strike, but that one sure looked like a strike. The pitch comes in. That one's going to be chopped hard on the ground. It's going to go off the glove of Zanny and luckily retrieved quickly by the shortstop, Setter Moss. And I got to say, I can't blame Zanny for that one at all. That was a hard hit chopping ball. It took a really tough bounce on him, and he tried to stick it, but just couldn't quite hang on as it bounced off the palm of his glove. Luckily, Moss there backing up, able to grab it quickly, limits Tyler Smith to just one bag. And now with one out, we'll have Smith leading off the first and Jake Lyle, the first baseman, up to the plate. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for strike one. So now with one out, we'll see if Belair can work quickly to get out of this one. It'll be an 0-1 count to Lyle. Here comes the pitch. Fastball swung and hammered into deep left field. Under it will be the left fielder, Smith. He'll make the catch for out number two. Nice job from Smith ranging over to make that catch. Just a few feet in front of the warning track. So now with two outs, it's going to be the number nine hole, Preston Scott, up to the plate for the second time tonight here against Belair. And we've still got Smith leading off a first over there as Belair looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch. No, he'll throw over. Sliding in safely is Smith. Still no count to the hitter, Preston Scott. Here comes the pitch. Low fastball for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count now to Preston Scott. Again, we've got two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Now a fastball will miss the outside corner for ball two. So a quick 2-0 count to Scott. And after giving up a solo shot already, Belair now just one out away from getting out of the inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball will catch the outside corner for strike two. Count will even up at a couple of balls and a couple of strikes. Remember, he's still dealing with Smith leading off at first base there. Sorry, I apologize. That was strike one. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That one will miss the outside corner of the zone. It was a nice breaking ball, just barely missed the corner of the zone. And the count moves to three balls and a strike. Lair now comes set. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and driven into left center for a base hit. The runner will hold at second. So it'll be a two-out single for Preston Scott as the order turns over and Joey D'Amelio comes up to the plate. D'Amelio had that infield single earlier in his last at-bat. Now, with a runner in scoring position, he'll look to get something going for the West Coast Kings. They've scored one run in this inning off of the solo home run from Mike Baker. The score is 6-2, Colt 45's lead. But now the Kings threatening again with two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled right back into the net for strike one. So an 0-1 count now to Joey D'Amelio. He adjusts his helmet and now steps back into the box. Valera looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be tapped foul. Straight down on top of the plate. A nice breaking ball there from Valera. So it'll be an 0-2 count. Let's see if Brandon Valera can finish it here. He peers down to take his sign. Runners at first and second take their leads. They're not holding Preston at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply up the middle into center field. The runner from second will score easily. And Smith will hold up at second. So it'll be a two-out RBI single for Joey D'Amelio. And now it seems like the West Coast Kings are coming back into this game. And I mentioned it earlier, folks, after the Colt 45's big inning in the bottom of the second where they scored six and went up 6-1, I said, you know, you can't count out these West Coast Kings. They have a lot of pop at the plate as Joe Rodriguez comes up to the plate. So far, through his two at-bats, Blair has had his number. We'll see if he can get something done here. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike one. You can tell Rodriguez not ready for that pitch. In his last at-bat, Rodriguez grounded out into a double play. So we'll see if Blair can get him out once again. The 0-1 pitch now on the way. Another breaking ball. That one will miss the top of the zone. Remember, you've got Joey D'Amelio leading off at first and Preston Scott over there at second. It's a 1-1 count with two outs. Colt 45's lead, 6-3. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced right up the middle. Charging in is the shortstop, Moss. The throw over to first is in time for out number three. And Blair's got to buy Sutter Moss a beer for that if he is of age. That was a really nice play. Moss came in hard charging. That was a slow bouncing ball up the middle. And he barely threw out the hard-charging Joe Rodriguez for the third out of the inning, and the Colt 45s will retain their lead. Score is 6-3 as we head into the bottom of the fourth. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
All righty, folks, welcome back. It is the bottom of the fourth inning here at Tiger Field. It's going to be Kyla Yim back out onto the mound for the West Coast Kings. It'll be the top of the order in Colby Raphael, and it looks like we're doing some sort of raffle out here in the stands, but we're not really paying attention to that. Game's on. Yim sets and delivers to Raphael. It'll be a high fastball for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count now to Colby Raphael. Here's the pitch. 2-0 count as that fastball runs outside. Raphael, in his third at-bat of the night, looking to get something started here. Colby 45 still lead by 3 after allowing 2 runs in the top of the inning. Here's the pitch. High fastball. That one will miss the zone again for ball 3. So a quick 3-0 count now to the leadoff hitter, Colby Raphael. Here comes the pitch. That fastball will catch the zone. So now the count will turn over to 3 balls and a strike. Kyla Yim looks down to take his sign. Now he'll come set and deliver. Outside fastball for ball 4. So heading on down to first is going to be Colby Raphael. He'll be the first base runner of the inning for the Colt 45s, and that's going to bring up Griffith Fenn. Y'all know Griffith Fenn's got a ton of power over there on the left side. He had a 2 RBI single, and his last at-bat contributed to the Colt 45's 6-run inning. Kyla Yim comes set, looking for a double play. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a low fastball off the inside corner for ball 1. 1-0 count now to Griffin Fenn. He steps into the left side once again. Now a throw on over to first as Raphael slides in easily back to the bag. Yim looks down to take his sign. Pitching here from the right side. Checks the runner back. Here's the pitch. Swung on and roped foul over to the right side. And that one hopped once and then went over the wall. That was a hard-hit baseball. Griffith Fenn just pulled the poop out of that one. As I mentioned, he just roped it, pulled it foul, took one hop, and got straight over the wall out there in right field. It'll be a ball and a strike. Runner goes. The throw is not in time. And Colby Raphael picks himself up a stolen base. It was a long delivery from Kyla Yim. A nice throw from the catcher, Preston Scott, but he didn't really have a chance there as Raphael got a good jump. Count will remain a ball and a strike to Fenn. Here's the pitch. Outside changeup will not catch the zone. Sorry, it was a 1-2 count. Now it's a 2-2 count against Fenn. No force out. Still got no outs in the inning as Raphael leads off the second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to the left side. Shortstop Baker has it. Throw over to first is in time. And the runner holds over there at second. So it'll be 1 out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And it'll be Kyle Norton coming out to the plate here with 1 out. Again, we've got Colby Raphael leading off of second over there, and now these Wasps are really swarming the booth. A back pick from the catcher over to third will go into left field, and that's going to allow Colby Raphael to score from third base. Sorry, it wasn't a back pick. Colby Raphael was gunning to steal third base. Scott threw in the dirt
went into left field and allowed Rafael to pop up and score from third base. So it'll be a 1-0 count, and a run comes in, 7-3 is the score, as I'm trying to announce, but I'm getting a little distracted by these wasps, so I apologize, folks. Kyle Norton sees a high fastball. It'll be 2 balls and no strikes to him. And now Guillem comes set, still pitching from a stretch here. The pitch, high fastball, 3-0. You can tell he's a little bit rattled, doesn't have a good command over that fastball right now. So Yim will step up onto the rubber, takes his sign. I can imagine it'll be a fastball right down the middle just for a strike. Here's the pitch. It indeed is a fastball, however, it'll miss low for ball four. So on four straight pitches, Kyle Norton draws himself a walk. And now after one run has come in, the Colt 45s will have a runner on first and number 18, BJ Vila, up to the plate. Now Vila will look to take a few signs from his manager before stepping up to the plate, and we'll see what they want to put on here. So with one out, Kyle Norton leading off of first, Keola Yim comes set and checks him back. Now the delivery, that one's going to be fouled way back into the parking lot. It'll be no balls and a strike to BJ Vila as he steps out of the box, takes a deep breath, and now we'll step back in. Keola Yim over there on the rubber takes his sign and comes set. Now he'll step off and throw over to Norton. Norton was doing some fancy footwork over there at first. I think he was trying to draw that throw over, rattle up the pitcher Yim a little bit. Kind of worked. He threw over. Norton back safely. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be popped right back. The catcher's going to go after it, but this one is going to go just out of the stands and barely misses the head of a small child. The count will be no balls and two strikes to BJ Vila. That was a close call there as it just barely cleared the net and went into the stands. Vila's going to take another practice act before stepping into the box. Here comes the pitch from Yim. Swung on and grounded sharply, foul down the third baseline. That one barely missed the bag. So it'll be no balls and two strikes again to number 18, BJ Vila. Again, we've got one out. The score is 7-3. One run has come across in the inning for the Colt 45s as they lead. Kyle Norton leading off of first. Here comes the pitch from Keola Yim. Swung on and lifted high and deep into left center field. Sorry, right center field. The center fielder, Joey D'Amelio, unfortunately, will get under it and make the catch for out number two. So now with Kyle Norton leading off of first, it'll be two outs in the inning. And that'll bring up number 33, McGuire Smith. And we know Smith has a lot of power at the plate and has some great contact abilities as well. We'll see if he can keep the inning rolling for the Colt 45s as Keola Yim gets his ball back from the outfield and now peers down to take his sign. He's got it. Comes set. Checks the runner back. Norton still doing some of that fancy footwork out there. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and driven into left field. Unfortunately, that'll find the glove of the left fielder, Jaden Lee. A nice line shot, but just goes right into the glove of Lee. And that's going to send us to the top of the fifth inning. Colt 45s get one across. They lead 7-3. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball and a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North- North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's the top of the fifth inning here at Tiger Field. It's going to be number 20, Seth Gwynn, up to the plate here against Brandon Bowler once again. Sorry, Brandon Bolerer once again. Score is 7-3 here in the top of the fifth. Colt 45's lead as Blair delivers. There's a hot shot in between Zanny and the shortstop Moss for a base hit into the outfield. Moss was playing over to his right quite a bit, and Zanny was playing pretty decently off the line. Unfortunately, that ball was just hit really hard on the ground and barely squeaked through both of them. So, a no-out single for Seth Gwynn will bring up Drew Giannini. Blair will be looking for a double play. I'd expect everything low in the zone here as he delivers a breaking ball. I think that one missed just inside for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count as Gwynn leads off in first. Blair comes set now. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Misses for ball two. So I said that I expected most of his pitches to be low in the zone, trying to draw that double play, but doesn't seem to be the case right now, as it'll be a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted high and shallow down the line over there and left. Chasing after it is going to be McGuire Smith, and he will not make the catch as that one falls foul. So the count will move to 2 balls and a strike. McGuire Smith was playing way over towards center field here on this lefty batter, Drew Giannini, and it was a relatively shallow fly ball down the line there. Fell probably 7 or 8 feet left of the foul line. Blair now will throw over. Back in standing is going to be Gwynn. And now we'll see a 2-1 pitch from Blair to Giannini. It's going to be a high fastball. It'll miss the zone. 3 balls and a strike to Giannini. And definitely going to need to get something in the strike zone here. You don't want to give up that base for free, especially with no outs and a runner on first. Blair, the 3-1 pitch, here it is. That one's going to be fouled right back over the left side of the stands, and the count will fill up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Blair battling, but so is Giannini. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Strike 3. A nice curveball on the outside corner there from Brandon Blair. Draws a swing from Drew Giannini. And that'll be out number 1. Again, we've got a runner on first. That is Seth Gwynn with 1 out as Jaden Lee comes up to the plate. Now, Blair is going to throw on back over to first. Colt 45 still in the lead. 7-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Blair comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into shallow right field. Coming in is Fenn. That ball is going to drop. Runner will round second. He'll be into third standing. Now, rounding first and heading to second is Lee, and he will be in there safely at second base. So a close play at second. Let me kind of give you the rundown of what happened there, folks. It was a shallow fly ball, kind of out there in no man's land, down the right field line. Running in on it was Fenn, but he wasn't able to make a catch, so he let it fall in front of him, fielded it, and tried to gun out Seth Gwynn over at third. However, Gwynn, with a lot of speed, was able to make it safely. Then, over at third, Brandon Zanny realized that Jaden Lee had rounded first and was gunning for second, trying to extend that single. So he fired a shot on over to Dusty Vila, who was covering. Vila laid the tag down, but that second base umpire said it was not in time. And now we've got both managers out here deliberating with the home plate umpire. I don't know if they're deliberating something to do with the lineup. And honestly, my guess is it's probably that numerical issue that I spoke about the last time Jaden Lee was up at the plate. On the lineup, he's listed as number 45. However, on the roster, he's listed as number 23, and he's wearing number 23 right now. So I think that's what our Colt 45's manager was a little bit confused about as he came out to speak to the home plate umpire and the manager. He's like, what's going on? Who's hitting? Is that really Jaden Lee? Because my lineup here says he's number 45. Either way, Lee will stay at second. He's got a big lead. Nobody's holding him on. And Seth Gwynn is leading off of third here with one out. Pitch to Mike Baker's low for ball one. Remember, Baker had a solo shot earlier in the game. Now he'll be looking to do it again in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into deep center field. Under it is Rafael. He will make the catch. And he's going to throw to his cutoff man, the shortstop, instead of trying to gun for home. He was pretty deep out there in center. A throw home probably wouldn't have been close. So a smart decision there from Rafael to throw on into Sutter Moss, the shortstop, and hold Jaden Lee at second. A run will score. It'll be a 7-4 ball game now off of the sacrifice fly from Mike Baker. And that'll bring up Tyler Smith here with two outs and Seth Gwynn leading off of second. Valera now comes set on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Check swing, no appeal on the low fastball from Valera. And these Wasps are still bugging us here over at the booth. So 1-0 count to Tyler Smith as he takes a fastball inside. Misses the zone for ball two. It'll be a 2-0 count as a Wasp is now flying right in front of my face. 2-0 pitch to Tyler Smith. That one's going to be bounced off of his foot. Foul. And he's going to walk around. You can tell he's in a little bit of pain after that one. Just jammed it right into the side of his front foot. That's a tough pill to swallow. Looks like he's okay, though, thankfully, as he takes a couple more steps before stepping back into the box. Again, you've got Jaden Lee over there at second base. So 1-2 count to Tyler Smith. Here's the pitch from Belair. Breaking ball in there for strike two. A nice curveball catches the outside part of the zone to even up the count at two apiece. And now we'll see if Belair can execute with two outs. The pitch. High fastball, check swing. They said he got him on the appeal. Three strikes sits Tyler Smith down as Belair gets out of the inning. He allows one off the sacrifice fly from Mike Baker, but gets himself out of a jam there. The Colt 45s will hold the lead. It is 7-4 as we head in to the bottom of the fifth inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball and a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White, bringing you this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. Your Reading Colt 45s are up 7-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. They're going to look to extend that three-run lead. It'll be Center Moss at the plate. We've got a new pitcher on the mound for the Kings. It's going to be number 30, Josh Petrel, up there on the rubber. So Moss will step up to the plate against him for the first time tonight, as Petrel finishes up his warm-ups and gets ready to face his first batter of the night. Moss now steps into that left side batter's box. Unlike Yim, Petrel will be thrown from the windup. Here's the pitch. Fastball runs inside for ball one. Looks like Petrel standing about 5'11", maybe 6 foot. Tall, lanky guy. As he delivers the 1-0 pitch, it's going to be a fastball right on the upper outside corner of the zone for strike one. Moss, unsure if he agreed with that one, kind of gave his head a little tilt there. The 1-1 pitch comes in. That one's going to be popped up into shallow left field. Running after it is the shortstop, Baker, and he will make the catch on the run for out number one. So Setter Moss is quickly sat down. Kind of got jammed up on that one. It was an inside fastball, and he tried to come around on it, but just a little bit late. Got him inside on the hands and popped him up over to Baker there at shortstop. One out now as Brandon Zanny steps up to the plate. Out of the windup, here's the pitch from Petrel. Off-speed, looked like a changeup in there for strike one. It's going to be an 0-1 count to Zanny as he steps into the box. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into deep center field. Going back is D'Amelio. He will make the catch for out number two. I got to say, that ball was hammered by Brandon Zanny. Unfortunately, just a really deep center field out there, so nothing comes of it, unfortunately. And now it'll be Carter Jorison up to the plate. This will be Jorison's first time facing off against the pitcher Petrel, who has done a pretty good job. He's gotten two quick outs for the Kings here in his first inning of relief. The pitch is going to be a high fastball, just misses the upper corner of the zone. It'll be a 1-0 count to Carter Jorison. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and drilled on the ground to the second baseman, Giannini. Thrown over to first is in time for out number three. So probably the quickest inning of defense for the West Coast Kings, as number 30, Josh Petrel, puts up a solid inning of work. That'll bring us to the top of the sixth inning, where the Kings will look to overcome their three-run deficit here, and we'll see Brandon Bolera back out onto the mound. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hey Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White. We're here in the top of the sixth inning. The West Coast Kings are coming up to the plate. They'll be looking to overcome that three-run deficit. It is 7-4 in favor of your Reading Colt 45s as Brandon Belairer comes out onto the mound and delivers his last warm-up pitch. He's going to be facing none other than Jake Lyle, the first baseman, as Lyle takes a couple of practice acts before stepping into the box. Well, he's going to rub some dirt on his hands first. Now he'll step into the box. Belair, ready out of the windup. Here comes the pitch. Nice changeup. Completely fooled Lyle, who put out a swing, did not make any contact there for strike one. It'll be an 0-1 count as Belair gets ready and delivers. Another off-speed, it looked like, right on the outside corner of the plate for strike two. Count quickly moves to 0-2 on Jake Lyle. Here comes the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled way back into the parking lot. Lyle almost got a piece of that one as it runs back and nails a car out there. No balls, two strikes. Lyle back in the box. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled down the line. That is a fair ball. It's going to run into the corner. No, foul. There is a late foul call. Lyle had rounded first and was on his way to second by the time they called that ball foul. I don't know what was going on there. But you can tell he's a little exasperated and a little out of breath after sprinting down the line. Would have been a double for sure. Might have even been able to stretch it out to a triple. But unfortunately for Lyle, the count remained no balls and two strikes. So he steps back into the box. A little out of breath now. Belair might use that to his advantage. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tap foul down the third baseline this time. So, regardless, Lyle is doing a great job of battling here with two strikes. He's fouled off three consecutive pitches. Now he'll step back in. Here comes the pitch from Belair. Spiked in the dirt for ball one. So it'll be a 1-2 count now to Jake Lyle. She steps back in once again. 1-2 pitch on the way. Low fastball just misses the bottom of the zone right around the knees of Lyle, and that'll even up the count at two apiece. So it'll be 2-2 as Lyle steps back in. Once again out of the windup, here's Belair. Swung on, chopped towards Moss, the shortstop. He'll glove it, throwing over to first is in time for out number one. A really great play from Moss. It was chopped kind of up towards the middle. He had to range over to his left side for it. Caught it off of a tough hop and then made a laser shot throw over to first for the out. Great play there. And now that'll bring up Preston Scott, the catcher. No advantage here as we've got a lefty pitcher and lefty batter up. And Belair is going to throw a curveball that misses high for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count to start off. Scott, here comes the 1-0 delivery. Another breaking ball. That one's going to catch the outside of the zone. So a nice job from Belair coming back and regaining command of that curveball after throwing it high the first time. 1-1 pitch on the way now. Another breaking ball back in there for strike two. So three consecutive curveballs puts Preston Scott in a 1-2 count. We'll see what Belair comes with here. Fastball swung on and driven once again down the line, foul into the Colt 45's bullpen. So that was some good wood put on the ball by Preston Scott. Unfortunately for him, just couldn't straighten it out enough. And now he'll have to face that 1-2 count again. Belair already up on the rubber as Preston steps back in. Here's the pitch. High fastball, ball two. So some good discipline from the tall catcher here. He steps back into the box. Belair comes set and delivers. Curveball swung and looped high into left field. Coming in on it is McGuire Smith, and he will make the catch for out number two. So, two outs here for Brandon Belair as the order turns over and Joey D'Amelio, the center fielder, comes up to the plate. Again, the score is 7-4 here in the top of the sixth inning. Colt 45's maintaining the lead here. We'll see if Joey D'Amelio can get something started with two outs for the Kings as Belair delivers a fastball in there for strike one. So an 0-1 count now to D'Amelio, and he's going to chop one down the third baseline. Fair, gloved by Zanny. Throw over to first is in time for out number three. So a nice quick inning for Brandon Belair. Will sit down the West Coast Kings, and now the Colt 45s will grab the bats once again as we head in to the bottom of the sixth. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball and a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's the bottom of the sixth inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between your Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. It's going to be the tall right-handed pitcher, Josh Petrel, back out onto the mound. He had a nice inning of work for the Kings in the top of the fifth, sat down the Colt 45s 1-2-3, and sorry, the bottom of the fifth. And he'll look to do it again here in the bottom of the sixth, going up against the number nine hole in Dusty Vila. So Vila now will step into the box as Petrel gets ready out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and hammered high and deep into left center field. Under it is going to be the left fielder, Jaden Lee, and he will make the catch just a few steps in front of the warning track for out number one. So a quick first out here, and one of the impressive things I've seen from Josh Petrel, the pitcher for the Kings, is that he has really done a great job of pitching to contact and not allowing the Colt 45s to work his pitch count real well as he delivers to Colby Raphael a breaking ball in there for strike one.
He hasn't allowed them to work his count too much, and he also hasn't allowed them to really put good wood on the ball. They are making contact, and a lot of times pretty solid contact, just nothing really overpowering here for the Kings defense. The 0-1 pitch comes in. It's going to be a fastball just outside for ball one. It'll be a quick 1-1 count now to the leadoff batter, Rafael. Here comes the pitch. High fastball. So lost a little bit of command on that fastball. He'll look to come back here as the third base umpire is going to call time. Looks like we got a stray ball out there in the grass behind home plate. So they're going to go ahead and pick it up. And now we're going to call time again as Petrel's going to step off the mound. Folks, remember you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 and 1460 AM. Now, Petrel will deliver a fastball low for ball three. So, set a little bit of a hole here against Colby Rafael. 3-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike two. And that was a big swing and a miss. Rafael just about swung out of his own shoes on that one. As the count fills up, it'll be 3 balls and 2 strikes with one out here. The pitch swung on and lifted high into right center. It's going to be the center fielder, D'Amelio, under it to make the catch. And just like that, Petrel has his second out of the inning. So he's gotten five consecutive outs to start off his appearance here. And that'll bring up Griffith Fenn. We've seen 2 flyouts so far in the inning. Let's see if Fenn can kind of disrupt that trend here with 2 outs. The pitch. Fenn shows bunt down the third baseline. It's going to stay fair. The throw over to first is not in time. And Fenn has himself a bunting single. And that's the first hit off of this relief pitcher, Josh Petrel. There will still be 2 outs as Kyle Norton comes up to the plate. But Fenn really demonstrating there that he can do it all. I mean, he can hit with power, but he can also lay down a really nice bunt down the third baseline. I mean, the Kings had no chance of getting him on that one. As Petrel delivers a breaking ball in the outside corner to Norton for strike one. So it'll be an 0-1 count to the first baseman, Norton. She steps in on that left side. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Low changeup, it looked like. That'll even up the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1 count now. You've got Fenn leading off of first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. Norton just barely got a piece of that one. The count will move to a ball and 2 strikes. And now Petrel just 1 strike away from getting out of this inning here. He's going to look down and take his sign. He's going to shake off his catcher, Scott. Now he'll take the sign that he likes. 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. One's going to be swung and driven on the ground. A nice backhanded play from the second baseman, Giannini. But the throw is going to be in the dirt, not in time, and bobbled by the first baseman. That's going to allow Fenn to advance all the way to third. And I would probably mark that one an infield single for Kyle Norton. It was a pretty hard hit ball, somewhat down the middle to the right side of second base. Ranging way over was the second baseman, Drew Giannini, and he made a nice backhanded play. Kind of slid to a knee and then immediately threw across his body. The ball was in the dirt and unable to be handled by the first baseman, Jake Lyle. And however, I think Norton was going to beat it out regardless. Still, the bobbled throw allowed Fenn to head on over to third. So now there will be runners at the corners, and the West Coast Kings manager is going to call time and bring the entire infield into the mound to talk a little bit of first and third strategy. Again, the Kings trail the Colt 45s by 3 here
in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're trying to hold it so that they can overcome that deficit in the top of the seventh. But with two outs, the Colt 45s are threatening, as we'll see B.J. Vila here for the fourth time tonight. So Vila will step on up to the plate. The mound meeting will conclude, and we'll see if B.J. Vila can put something together, get himself an RBI for the Colt 45s here. Steps into the box. Petrel has a sign that he likes. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and B.J. Vila throws the bat back towards the net on his backswing. That was interesting. It was a fastball. Vila was late on it, and now he's going to ask for a new bat. That one just slipped right out of his hands as they came around and slammed right into the net here on the left side. Luckily, didn't come close to anybody, but he'll get a new bat, one with maybe a little bit better grip as he comes up to the plate, now dealing with no balls and a strike. Again, you've got Kyle Norton over there at first. Griffith Fenn leading off at second. Now an early steal from Kyle Norton, and he was trying to get himself into a pickle. The pitch comes in on B.J. Vila. It's a strike. Norton took off jogging from first, and it looks like the Kings had no intention of trying to get that out. They're looking for the out of the plate. 0-2 pitch on the way. Outside fastball just misses the corner. It'll be a 1-2 count now. That wasn't the first time this season that the Colt 45s have tried to pull that play with runners on first and third, try to get that man on first into a pickle. Even with two outs, if they can get that runner on third to score, it'll count. As B.J. Vila grounds one softly to the second baseman, Giannini, who throws on the run over to first for out number three. So the Colt 45s unable to execute with two outs and runners on first and third. That'll bring us to the top of the seventh inning, where the West Coast Kings will continue to look to overcome that three-run deficit. Folks, remember, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball and a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
All righty, folks, welcome back. It's the top of the seventh inning here in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. We've got a new arm out on the mound. Valera went six strong, giving up four runs, but it'll be B.J. Vila, who started off as the designated hitter tonight. In fact, he was the last out of the bottom of the sixth inning, if you were here for that just about a minute ago, as he grounded out to the second baseman of the Kings, Drew Giannini, for out number three. But now he'll come out onto the mound and face off against number 39, Joe Rodriguez, who's been pretty quiet at the plate tonight. Rodriguez was hot last night, if you remember me saying. He was 3-for-4 with a home run and a double. And now he's going to see a fastball from Vila, a little high and inside for ball one. So Vila will get his ball back and come once again out of the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be spiked in the dirt this time for ball two. It'll be a 2-0 count to Joe Rodriguez as Vila once again comes set out there on the rubber. Now he'll deliver.
This one's going to be hammered into deep right field. Going back is Fenn at the warning track, makes the catch for out number one. I got to say, Rodriguez really got a hold of that ball. Luckily, Fenn playing well out there, kind of towards the left side of right field, able to range back towards the warning track and make a nice catch for the first out of the inning. So that'll bring up Seth Gwynn, the right fielder. It'll be his first time against Vila as Vila delivers a breaking ball in there for strike one. That was a nice curveball. Started right around the chin of the batter, Gwynn, and landed in the strike zone at about his belt. So some good break there as now Vila's going to deliver a fastball away for ball one. Count leaving up, ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. That's going to be a low fastball now. Count will be two balls and a strike to Seth Gwynn. With one out, here's the 2-1 pitch. Another low fastball, this time in the dirt for ball three. So a 3-1 count to Seth Gwynn. And we'll see what he can do here. The pitch swung on and popped straight up to the right side of the first baseline. Now Kyle Norton having a little trouble reading that one, but he'll recover and make a nice little basket catch for out. So Norton was under it, then shifted over a little too much. I think the ball went over the top of the lights and he lost it in the dark. Before it came back in, he recovered, stuck out his glove, and made a nice little basket catch for the out. It's going to be Drew Giannini now up to the plate as another breaking ball comes in for strike one. Vila doing a good job of working quick in this inning. He's got two quick outs. Here's the pitch. That one's going to swung on and fouled off behind the net. It'll be an 0-2 count to Drew Giannini. He steps back in on the left side. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on in the dirt. It's going to get away from the catcher, Jorison. The throw is going to get past Norton. Luckily, backing up was Dusty Vila, the second baseman. And that was a tough play for the catcher. It was in the dirt, swung on by Drew Giannini, and then deflected, I believe, maybe off of the knee of the catcher Jorison as he tried to block it, and it rolled all the way to the right side of the net. Jorison ran over, slid into the net to try to grab the ball, and then had to kind of double take before he could throw, or double pump before he could throw, as he just wasn't in a great position, and then ended up throwing it past Norton, where it grounded into the glove of Dusty Vila. Now BJ Vila gives a first pitch high fastball to ball one. Now the second pitch of the at-bat will go low for ball two. So 2-0 count quickly to Jaden Lee. Vila will be looking to recover after losing that out on the drop third strike. 2-0 pitch on the way. High fastball. Now a back pick from Jorison is not going to be in time. It looked really close. Just couldn't quite get the runner, Giannini, there. So it'll be a 3-0 count now to Jaden Lee. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Four consecutive fastballs and four consecutive balls. And now our Colt 45's manager is going to call time and head on out to the mound. Again, we've got two outs here, but the Kings are threatening with runners at first and second. The catcher, the pitcher, and the manager out there on the mound for this meeting. And I believe he's just trying to calm down the nerves of BJ Vila here, telling them, don't worry,
You've got this. You've got two outs. You've got a great defense behind you. And you've got a three-run lead. So a little bit of a cushion. There's no pressure in this situation. Again, folks, we're in the top of the seventh here. It's going to be Mike Baker up to the plate. Baker's got a lot of potential. Earlier in the game, he hit a solo home run. And in his last at-bat, he had a sac fly to score a run. So with two outs, here's the pitch from Vila. Fastball just misses the bottom of the strike zone for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count now as Baker steps back into the box. Vila comes set. Here's the pitch. Fastball, that one's going to catch the outside corner of the zone for strike one. It'll be a 1-1 count to Mike Baker. Now coming set is Vila. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Another phenomenal breaking ball. That one started right around the nose of the batter Baker and again landed in the strike zone around his belt. So a tough pitch to hit for sure. It'll be a 1-2 count to the shortstop. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So great recovery there from Vila to go after Baker and get him on strikes. And that'll bring us to the bottom of the seventh where the Colt 45s will look to extend that three-run lead. Remember, folks, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing, 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back. It is the bottom of the seventh inning here at Tiger Field. We've got a new pitcher out onto the mound for the West Coast Kings. Looks like it's going to be number 41, Hofferson, back out onto the mound. And Hofferson put up some good work for the Kings last night. Put up a couple of good innings of relief. And he'll look to do it again here. He's going to come in relieving Josh Petrel, who relieved the starter, Keola Yim. Petrel had a pretty solid outing. Two scoreless innings he threw. And now Hofferson is going to try and continue that scoreless streak here in the bottom of the seventh. He's going to be facing off against McGuire Smith, who's got a lot of pop over there from the left side. We'll see what happens as now Hofferson is finishing up his warm-up pitches. He comes set and delivers. That was his second-to-last warm-up pitch. We'll see if Smith can get something started here for the Colt 45s. Again, they lead by three here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The score is 7-4. Looking to extend that three-run lead, get some more insurance runs, and build a little bit of a cushion as we head in to the final innings of the game. So now Hofferson will finish up, and perhaps I read wrong. That might not be Hofferson out there. It looks like it's going to be Bug. Sorry, I thought I saw 41. Turns out it's number 44. So it'll be Bug. Again, don't have a first name for him, unfortunately, but we will refer to him as Bug here, and he'll face off against McGuire Smith from the right side. Here's the pitch. High fastball. No swing, ball one. So Bug will try to deliver a couple of innings of relief. He's pitching out of a stretch, no windup, even with no one on. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses the outside corner of the zone for ball two. So it'll be a 2-0 count to start off McGuire Smith quickly here. Bug struggling to find the zone. Here's the 2-0 delivery. That one's going to be spiked in the dirt. Quick 3-0. So three consecutive balls to start off his appearance here, the bottom of the seventh, and it looks like Bug just struggling with his command a little bit. Once again, Colt 45s hold a three-run lead. They're looking to extend it here. Smith back in the box. Here's the pitch. High fastball, ball four. So four consecutive balls will put McGuire Smith on first base. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, Setter Moss, for the Colt 45s. We'll see if Bug can recover a little bit here. He's got no outs. Smith was the first batter he was set to face, so we'll see if he can recover. Here's the pitch to Moss. Moss shows bunt, but now pulls back. It'll be ball one. So a ball and no strikes as Smith leads off of first over there. 1-0 pitch now on the way. That one's going to go low. So six consecutive balls for Bug to start off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now he's down in a 2-0 hole against Setter Moss. And you know the approach here at the plate is to make him throw you strikes. You're not going to give him anything. Don't swing at anything close until he can establish that he's going to hammer the zone a little bit better than he has so far. Bug steps back up onto the mound, still out of the stretch with Smith over there at first. Now he'll come set. The 2-0 pitch on the way. That one's going to be in the dirt for ball three. So his seventh consecutive ball, and Bug has yet to throw a strike here through seven pitches. So a rough outing already to start him off. He's going to check back the runner at first before coming set. Here comes the pitch. That one is high and away for ball four. So now the Kings manager is going to call time and head out to the mound. Eight consecutive balls to start for Bug, which results in two walks. And now with no outs, the Colt 45s are threatening with runners on first and second. Doesn't look like they're going to make a call to the bullpen. In fact, the Kings have nobody warming up in the bullpen. Looks like they're just going to try to calm down Bug a little bit, get him settled in, as the runners and batter will come in and speak to the manager a little bit. And no, it does look like they're making a pitching change. Somebody's going in to grab a glove or exchange a glove or something. I can't exactly tell, but it looks like we're going to have some sort of defensive change here. And, in fact, it looks like it was Joe Rodriguez who went into the dugout, maybe looking for a new glove. Oh, no. Maybe he's looking for a towel. I think he might have a bloody nose. He's holding a towel to his nose now. So maybe he wasn't exchanging his glove. He was just going to grab a towel. So I guess we are keeping Bug out onto the mound, or at least that's what it looks like for the time being. Joe Rodriguez just trying to get control of a bloody nose here. Once again, if you haven't heard me say it for about the seventh or eighth time, Colt 45's lead by three here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The score is 7-4, and they've got runners at first and second now with no outs off of two consecutive walks from the pitcher Bug. So this meeting at the mound is still going on as Joe Rodriguez continues to struggle getting that bloody nose under control. Looks like he might have it now, but we're going to wait just a second. Folks, we're going to go to a real short break and come back when it looks like we're ready to play baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're finally ready to play some baseball here. Joe Rodriguez able to get that bloody nose under control. It's going to be Brandon Zanny up to the plate here against Bug. Like I mentioned earlier, Bug delivered 8 consecutive balls to start off his inning of relief here in the bottom of the 7th. So he's got 2 runners on at 1st and 2nd. See if he can get a strike here against Zanny. Nope, he's going to spike one in the dirt. Nice block by his catcher, Scott. And I got to tell you, folks, as a former catcher, Bug has put about 3 or 4 of his 9 consecutive balls in the dirt, and that's something that really kind of ticks you off as a catcher. It's a 1-0 count here as Bug sets and delivers. That one's going to be low and inside for ball 10. Zanny takes a couple of practice acts. Bugs continues to struggle to find that zone. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch. That one will find the strike zone. So after 10 consecutive balls, Bug finally gets a strike off of a fastball in the outside corner. It'll be a 2-1 count now to Brandon Zanny as Bug comes set. Here's the 2-1 pitch. High fastball, ball 3. So it'll be a 3-1 count now to Brandon Zanny as he takes a sign. I have to imagine it's the take sign from his manager over there in the dugout. Don't think you'd want to be swinging here. The pitch, that one's going to be spiked in the dirt. It's going to go over the head of the catcher, Scott. And now that is the 3rd consecutive walk for Bug as he is really struggling in this outing. He has thrown 12 balls and just 1 strike since he entered the game here. And now the Kings are just going to be praying for a miracle double play here. The corner infielders are playing in almost to the grass, ready for something hit hard to try to turn double play. Middle infielders at double play depth up the middle. Here's the pitch. Now a fastball with some velocity in there for strike 1. And Bug, maybe some newfound control here with the bases loaded. Maybe he just wanted to put a little pressure on himself before he really showed us what he's got. It's an 0-1 count to Carter Jorson, the catcher, as another fastball comes in and draws a swing and a miss. So after 12 balls and just 1 strike to start off the inning and load the bases, now 2 consecutive strikes puts Carter Jorson down 0-2. As he steps back into the box, and Bug is close to having himself a strikeout. He comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced foul down the first baseline. The count will remain no balls and 2 strikes, but it seems like Bug has a little bit better command here in this at-bat. Again, an 0-2 count for Carter Jorson, the catcher. He steps back into the box. 0-2 pitch on the way. High fastball up and in at the head of Jorison. That one backs him off the plate heavily. You could tell he was a little bit scared. That one coming in seemingly right at his helmet. Now Bug is going to adjust something on his shoe. Looks like he's maybe tightening up his shoelaces. So 1-2 count to the catcher, Carter Jorison. Again, no outs here. Base is loaded in the bottom of the 7th inning. Here's the pitch. Low, ball 2. So the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorison has thrown 14 balls and 4 strikes in this inning. Now he comes set. Here's the pitch. Another high fastball. That'll fill up the count. Make that 15 balls. So seems like he had a little bit of command here against Jorison after putting him down 0-2. But now Jorison battled back and made it a full count. We'll see if Bug can deliver here. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted high and deep into right field. Under it is the right fielder, Gwynn. He will catch it and make the catch. The throw in is over the head of the catcher, and a run will score. So Carter Jorison does the job and executes with the sacrifice fly. The West Coast Kings getting out. There will be runners on first and second with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Score is now 8-4 Colt 45s as Dusty Vila comes up to the plate. I got to be honest, had that throw been online from the right fielder, Seth Gwynn probably would have gotten the runner in from third. It had a ton of power and zip behind it, even from deep right field. Unfortunately, just lost control of it a little bit and sent it over the head of the catcher. So with one out and a runner on first, here's the pitch from Bug. That one's going to run inside for ball one. He continues to struggle here with command. Colt 45's lead by four here in the bottom of the seventh. Now Bug will check over the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. So Vila waves at that one. That'll even up the count at a ball and a strike. It's a 1-1 count. Vila back in the box. Here's the pitch. Outside fastball for ball two. It's a 2-1 count now to Dusty Vila. Again, we've got runners at the corners for the Colt 45s. They've got a nice cushion of four runs here. Bug comes set and delivers. Check swing, no appeal. Definitely didn't offer, so not surprised that there wasn't an appeal on that one. The count will move to three balls and a strike as Bug is in danger of allowing his fourth walk of the inning. Now we've got some action in the Kings bullpen. They're sending someone out. Now a bunt laid down by Vila is going to... No, the throw's going to be into right field corner. They're going to call it a dead ball. It ran over there into the batting cage. I apologize if I tripped over my words there. Dusty Vila, in a 3-1 count with runners at first and third, laid down a bunt down the third baseline. The third baseman, Joe Rodriguez, came in hard charging, gloved it, threw on the run way wide of his first baseman, Lyle, and in to the right field foul territory over near that batting cage behind the West Coast Kings dugout. They called it a dead ball, so Dusty Vila was awarded second base. I think they're going to rule that a base hit with an error, however. And Brandon Zanny was awarded third. So now the pitch is going to be low in the dirt for ball one to Colby Rafael. And once again, the Colt 45s look to pop the doors off of this one with one out. They lead by five here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be lined into right field. Catch made by the right fielder, Gwynn. The throw in is going to hold the runner at third. This time, Gwynn made a really nice one-hop throw to his catcher, Scott. And Zanny initially looked like he was headed home, put on the brakes, and headed back towards third. So a real hard-hit ball from Colby Rafael. Unfortunately, can't get down as the runners will remain at second and third. And Griffith Fenn comes up to the plate. So Bug, after a really rough inning, just one out away from getting out of it. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. It'll be an 0-1 count now to Griffith Fenn. Again, we've got Brandon Zanny leading off of third and Dusty Vila leading off of second there. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's going to be hammered foul over towards the right side. I can tell you, if that one was fair, it would have been a no-doubt home run. Dusty Vila
once again pulled the poop out of that ball and sent it into the atmosphere. Unfortunately, just went way foul. It'll be an 0-2 count. Griffith Fenn. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled over to the left side this time. Nice job of battling here from Fenn. It'll be an 0-2 count again as Bug wipes the sweat off of his brow before he steps up on the rubber. Now he'll look down and take his sign for coming set. Runners take their lead. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Outside of the zone for a ball and two strikes. Remember, folks, it's a 9-4 ball game here. Colt 45s are in the lead. We're in the bottom of the seventh with two outs, but the Colt 45s still have runners at second and third. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be lined on the ground to the first baseman, Lyle. He'll glove it and bring it himself. So after a line shot from Colby Raphael and a lined ground ball from Griffith Fenn, West Coast Kings are able to get out of the inning after allowing two runs. It'll be 9-4 Colts as we head into the top of the eighth inning. Folks, remember this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hey folks, welcome back. It is the top of the eighth inning. BJ Vila back out onto the mound for the Colt 45s. And he's going to face off against the designated hitter for the West Coast Kings, Tyler Smith, as he delivers a breaking ball in there for strike one. It'll be an 0-1 count to start off Smith. Here comes the pitch. This time in the dirt. It'll even up the count at a ball and a strike. Smith steps into the box. 1-1. On the way. Here it is. That one's going to run in and hit Smith right on the back. BJ Vila looked like he just lost control of it a little bit. So Smith will flick his bat on over towards the dugout and walk slowly, and I mean slowly, he is taking a leisurely stroll down to first base. That'll bring up number 13, Jake Lyle, to the plate. BJ Vila looks down to take his sign. Now he's going to step off of the rubber. Looks like Tyler Smith has taken an extra second to recover from being hit. They're going to give him all sorts of time. So now Lyle will step into the box. Vila looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike one. Another nice breaking ball there from Vila. Gets himself into an 0-1 count early here against the first baseman, Lyle. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball in there for strike two. So two consecutive curveballs earn Vila two strikes here against the first baseman, Jake Lyle. Got Smith leading off the first there. Here's the 0-2 pitch on the way. Way outside this time as a fastball. That'll make the count a ball and two strikes. So a 1-2 count now. As Lyle steps back into the box, here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled. I don't know what happened. It was bounced right off the top of the plate, or so it appeared. It might have hit off of Lyle. It just dribbled right out in front of the circle, but they called it foul, so the count will remain a ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Another breaking ball, this time in the dirt for ball two. And now the catcher, Jorison, is going to ask for a new ball. That one might have gotten a little scuffed. And the count will be evened up at two balls and two strikes. Vila comes set and delivers. Swung on and lined down the third baseline. Fair. That one's going to roll into the corner. They're going to send the runner around second into third. And into second standing will be Jake Lyle with a double. So a no-out double puts runners at second and third for the West Coast Kings. Remember, they're still trailing by five here in the top of the eighth inning. It is 9-4. But they've got an opportunity to get some of those runs back as the catcher, Preston Scott, comes up to the plate. Scott's been beat up a little bit behind the plate tonight. He's been working hard to block a lot of balls in the dirt. Let's see if that's going to affect him at the plate here as he takes a big swing and a miss on a breaking ball from Vila. An 0-1 count now to Preston Scott. Vila comes set. Here's the pitch. Low breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. That'll even up the count at one apiece. Now, Scott steps back in. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner of the zone for strike two. It'll be a ball and two strikes. And Vila really needs this strikeout here. The pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. Barely misses the zone. That'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes. I thought he was going to ring him up there. But no dice, says the home plate umpire. So the count will remain tied at two. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fouled right off the foot there of Preston Scott. Count will again remain two balls and two strikes. Luckily, it didn't look like it hurt him too bad. 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's going to be in the dirt. Count now evened up at three balls and two strikes. We've got activity out there in the Colt 45's bullpen. I can imagine if Vila does not get the out here, we might see a call to that bullpen. Here's a soft ground ball up the first baseline. It's going to be fielded by the first baseman, Kyle Norton, who will take it on over to first. The runners will advance, and Smith will score from third. So it'll be a runner on third with one out here in the top of the eighth inning. And it'll be a 9-5 ball game instead of a 9-4 ball game. So the Kings now trailing by four runs. Sack fly would make that three as Joey DeMelio comes up to the plate and sees a high fastball for ball one.
It'll be a 1-0 count to start off D'Amelio. Again, he's got Jake Lyle leading off there at third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop, and it's going to bounce off the concrete portion of the backstop and go straight back to Vila, but he'll ask for a new ball. So the count will even up at a ball and a strike as Joey D'Amelio steps back into the box. B.J. Vila looks down and takes his sign, comes set and delivers. Lost control of the breaking ball there. It went high for ball two. So a 2-1 count now. Again, Colt 45's lead. Oh, I was mistaken. The Colt 45's, I believe, are leading by three according to the scoreboard as D'Amelio fouls one off into the parking lot for strike two. Nope, I was correct. It's a 9-5 ball game. The scoreboard's getting switched around a little bit. But the Colt 45's do indeed still lead by four runs here. 2-2 count to Joey D'Amelio. Like I mentioned, a sacrifice would score a run, cut that lead down to three. It's going to be a sharp ground ball, and it's going to nick off the glove of Brandon Zanny and get into left field. A tough play there to handle from Brandon Zanny, and he's unable to get it done, so another run will score. It'll be 9-6, Colt 45s, and they will make the call to the bullpen. So we'll see a new pitcher here in a few moments as we're going to head to quick break, folks. Colt 45 still lead 9-6 as we get a new pitcher here in the top of the eighth inning.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Reading, California.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. So it's going to be a new arm out onto the mound for the Colt 45s. It'll be number 9, Brock Fanconi, out of Turlock, California, for the Colt 45s. He'll look to get the job done here with one out and a runner on first. Remember, we had that hard-hit ground ball that nicked off the glove of Brandon Zanny, which allowed a run to score. And now it looks like we might even have a couple of defensive substitutions in the game, although I couldn't tell you who those might be. We've definitely got a new third baseman in there coming in to replace Brandon Zanny, potentially as a result of what could have been ruled an error, could have been ruled a base hit, kind of on the line there. It was a tough play to handle for sure, but a really good third baseman probably could have gloved it. Not saying that Brandon Zanny isn't a very good third baseman. He is, but just struggled with that one there. Either way, it's going to be number 39, Joe Rodriguez, up to the plate for the first time against Fanconi. As runner takes their lead off of first, here's the pitch. Broken bat, ground ball. The new third baseman is going to juggle it, and there will be no throw. That was a wild broken bat, complete jam shot,
the entire bat head flew out over third base and almost got into left field. So it was a hard swing, and the batter, Joe Rodriguez, came out of that with just about 4 or 5 inches of his bat handle. Either way, it'll be runners on first and second as our new third baseman cannot make a play on the ball. Probably could have been a double play. This is a ground ball straight to him. Fanconi sets and delivers to Seth Gwynn, who lines one foul. We're having some issues with the scoreboard up there. It's showing a 1-0 game, and apparently it's also showing that we're in the top of the second inning. That's not correct. We're in the top of the eighth inning as Fanconi delivers a breaking ball that doesn't break too much. Goes high for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike to Seth Gwynn. Colt 45s are leading here. It's 9-6 as Fanconi delivers a swing and a miss for strike two. So it'll be a 1-2 count now to number 20, Seth Gwynn. But with runners on first and second and just one out, the tying run is at the plate for the Kings. 1-2 pitch on the way. High fastball, that'll even up the count at two apiece. So two balls and two strikes as Fanconi steps back out onto the rubber. He'll look down and take his sign. Now he'll come set. Seth Gwynn in the box. Here's the pitch. Another high off-speed pitch. Will not catch the zone, so the count will fill up. Three balls, two strikes. And still, we've got just one out here in the top of the eighth inning. A couple of runs have already come across for the Kings. They've got runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. High fastball misses the zone for ball four. We've got more activity, it looks like. No, sorry. There's no activity out there in the Colt 45's bullpen as of yet. We'll see if they get someone up here after Brock Fanconi gives up the walk to start off his appearance. Well, not to start off his appearance. We had that interesting broken back ground ball error to start it off, but the bases will be loaded now as number 24, Drew Giannotti, comes up to the plate with just one out. Colt 45s really need a double play here. The entire infield playing back, however. Here's the pitch. Fastball catches the top of the zone for strike one. Some really nice velocity there from Brock Fanconi. Now he steps into the box. It's an 0-1 count. Fanconi comes set. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch in there for strike two. You could tell Giannini was just fooled by the off-speed there. Didn't really know whether to swing or not. But it'll be an 0-2 count to Giannini now. Fanconi looks like he's in a solid rhythm. They're not holding on any of the runners. 0-2 pitch now on the way. High fastball misses for ball one. So the count moves to a ball and two strikes. The tying run is at third. The go-ahead run at the plate with one out here. The pitch. Swung on and lifted high and deep into right field. Chasing after it is going to be Griffith Fenn. He'll make the catch in foul territory. Now he'll throw in to the plate. It's not going to be in time. So Drew Giannini will have himself an RBI sacrifice fly, and that'll cut the lead down to two. It'll be a 9-7 ball game here in the top of the inning. The Kings have runners at first and second, and they're down by just two here with two outs. It's Jaden Lee up to the plate as that fastball runs up and in near his chin for ball one. So it's a 1-0 count, and now our Colt 45's manager is going to call time. I don't know if he's going to talk strategy with the boys out there on the mound. He's got the whole infield in, or if he's out there to talk to his pitcher. We look like we might have a little activity. Actually, no, it looks like no activity out there in the bullpen. But we'll see if they get somebody up here soon. With two outs, it looks like we've got a lot of faith in Fanconi to get the job done. However, the West Coast Kings are threatening to tie it up here. And number 23, Jaden Lee, in a real high-pressure spot here. It's a 1-0 count. A base hit would likely tie this game up, as the Colt 45s lead by just two runs. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Fanconi. Swung on, up the middle, off the glove of Fanconi. Gloving it is Vila. The throw over to first is not in time. Now a runner's going to come around third, and both runners will score off of an infield single, and this game is tied. So an unfortunate turn of events for the Colt 45s there. They had two outs, runners on first and second. It was a lined ground ball from Jaden Lee up the middle, just nicked off of the glove of Brock Fanconi to slow it down. Dusty Vila ran over and charged in on that ball to snag it and then throw over to first, but just barely missed the runner, and then the Kings sent their runner from second around third as Mike Baker watches the ball go by. That'll even up the count at one apiece. But some nice base running there from the Kings as they get kind of a lucky break on that one. 1-1 pitch now to Baker. Here it is. It's going to be low, ball two. And I believe that one tied the game up at nine runs apiece. It's possible, however, that the Colt 45 still lead by one. However, I believe it's a tie game as Baker waves and misses at that one. It'll be a 1-2 count to him now with two outs. We're having some issues with the scoreboard, it appears. But it's a 2-2 count to Mike Baker, I apologize. Brock Fanconi looking down to take his sign. Now, Mike Baker, the batter, will call time. Fanconi checks the runner over. Now comes set. 2-2 pitch. Runner goes. The throw down is going to be in time. No, not in time. Oh, my goodness. I really thought he had him there. A phenomenal throw from the catcher, Carter Jordison. Definitely beat the runner down there at second. The only thing I can imagine, the only reason I can imagine he would have been safe is if the shortstop missed the tag, which it looks like that's the case. But it'll be a runner on second. That represents the go-ahead run for the Kings as Baker faces a 3-2 count and now will walk on a fastball high in the zone. And sure enough, now we've got some activity in that Colt 45's bullpen. So that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Tyler Smith, to the plate with two outs and runners on first and second. Colt 45's in a jam, and folks, as they update the scoreboard, I was indeed correct. The game is tied at nine runs apiece. It's that go-ahead run over there at second base as Fanconi delivers a strike in there to number 33, Tyler Smith. This has been a thriller of a game. The West Coast Kings have scored five runs in this inning to come back and tie up the Colt 45's. And now they're looking to take the lead with two outs. So we know it's been back and forth tonight, but the Colt 45s have maintained the lead for the majority of the game. Now they're at risk of giving it up as Fanconi delivers a nice fastball in the outside corner for strike two. It'll be no balls and two strikes to Tyler Smith. He'll have to protect here with two outs. Fanconi comes set and delivers. Fastball swung on and fouled back into the net. And the count will remain 0-2 here with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. So now, Fanconi will look down and take his sign. He's going to check back the runners. 0-2 pitch again. It was an off-speed, missed high in the zone, so it'll be a ball and two strikes to Tyler Smith now. Colt 45's just really struggling to get this final out of the inning. 1-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called on the outside corner of the plate, and Brock Fanconi gets out of it. So the West Coast Kings able to tie it up, but they will not take the lead as we head into the bottom of the eighth inning. Colt 45s will look to retake that lead. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball. They're a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back. It is the bottom of the eighth inning now in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. For some crazy, wild reason, they're bringing Bug back out onto the mound, and I cannot imagine why. If you'll remember last inning, he gave up three consecutive walks to start the inning and allowed two runs to score before finally getting out of it, but it appears his manager has a lot of faith in him to bring him back out onto the mound for his second inning of relief. He'll look to hold this game at 9 runs apiece. Remember, folks, we appreciate you listening to these Colt 45s baseball games on KCNR Shasta Reading, remember, 96.5 and 1460 AM. So it's going to be a new batter in the box. It appears to be number 26, Juan Carlos Camarena, potentially. I don't think that's him. I know what Juan Carlos Camarena looks like. That's not him, so I might be misreading that number here. Once I figure it out, I'll let you know. But it's going to be a 1-0 pitch as Bug gets ready to deliver and now throws one into the dirt for ball two. So Bug continues to struggle with command. Again, I don't understand the decision to put him back out onto the mound, but he's out there regardless. So 2-0 pitch on the way. It's going to miss high for ball three. And just like last inning, Bug is at risk of starting himself off with a walk. He'll come set, pitching out of the stretch. The 3-0 delivery, here it is. That one's going to go past the glove. And now I can see a number. It's going to be 23, Kyle Norton. Sorry, I thought it was a new batter up there in the box for some reason, but it's not. It is indeed Kyle Norton up at the plate. And now it'll be BJ Vila. And finally, the Kings manager is going to come up to the plate, and it looks like they might be making a call to the bullpen. Yep, they'll take the ball from Bug. So Bug, if you remember, started off last inning with 11 straight balls and walked his first three batters, now comes into this inning and walks his first batter on four consecutive balls, and now it's going to be a new pitcher. It looks like it's going to be Tyler Smith, who was the designated hitter, out onto the mound for the West Coast Kings. And that's pretty similar to the move the Colt 45s made earlier in the game. The Colt 45s had BJ Vila as the designated hitter and then threw him out onto the mound. Speaking of BJ Vila, he's going to be the one hitting right now with Kyle Norton on first base. But folks, while we wait for Tyler Smith to warm up, we're going to head to break, let him throw a few pitches, and then come back when BJ Vila is ready to step up to the plate.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
All righty, folks, welcome back. It is still the bottom of the eighth inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between the West Coast Kings and the Reading Colt 45s. If you haven't been with us for the entire game, it's been a thriller. A little bit back and forth. The Colt 45s have held the lead for the large majority of the game, but gave it up and allowed the West Coast Kings to tie it up in the top half of the inning. The Kings scored 5 runs to tie the game up at 9 runs apiece. However, here in the bottom of the 8th, the pitcher Bug allowed a walk off of 4 consecutive balls and was immediately taken out. The designated hitter, Tyler Smith, is now in the game, and he's facing off against BJ Vila. Here's the pitch to Vila. It's going to be low in the dirt for ball 1. So a 1-0 count as Kyle Norton leads off of first. Vila steps back into the box, and now the home plate umpire is going to call time. I don't know if Vila asked for that, but I can't imagine why else he would have called it. It's a righty-on-righty on matchup here as the pitch comes in, and that one's going to be driven high into shallow left field. It'll be the shortstop, Baker, under it. He'll make the catch for out number 1. So, unfortunately, BJ Vila just gets kind of jammed up there and pops out to the shortstop in shallow left field. That'll bring up McGuire Smith, and we've said it before, McGuire Smith has a ton of power over there from the left side. He could definitely take the lead back for him in one swing here with Kyle Norton leading off of first. Runner goes, here's the pitch, swing and a miss, throw down is not in time. Kyle Norton picks himself up a stolen base. He got a great jump there off of a really long delivery from Tyler Smith, and no fault of the catcher, Preston Scott, there. He didn't really have much of an opportunity to make a throw. His throw was online, but just wasn't given enough time. So it'll be an 0-1 count. The force is off with Kyle Norton at second. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low off the outside corner for ball 1. So the count will even up at a ball and a strike. With 1 out here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Colt 45s. Looking to retake this lead. A base hit might do the job. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Foul tip into the glove of Scott for strike 2. Tyler Smith showing much better command than the previous pitcher, Bug, as he looks down and shakes his catcher off. Now he'll take that sign. Here comes the pitch. In the dirt. Picked by the catcher Scott, and he's been doing that all night long behind the plate. Count evens up at 2 apiece. Again, we've got 1 out, Kyle Norton leading off of second base. The game is tied. Colt 45 is looking to change that here with McGuire Smith up at the plate. 2-2 pitch, here it is. Again in the dirt, picked up once again by Preston Scott. Like I said, he's been working hard behind the plate, but the count will fill up as Tyler Smith spikes 2 in the dirt. Smith pitching against Smith. Let's see who comes out on top. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into shallow center field. A
diving grab is made by the center fielder D'Amelio for out number two. That was a phenomenal job from D'Amelio. He came in charging hard. It was a high, shallow fly ball out there in center. And that definitely put some hope into the hearts of the West Coast Kings. As I mentioned, D'Amelio just coming and sprinting for that ball, slid down and barely scooped it up before it hit the ground. Now with two outs, Norton still over there at second. Here comes the pitch. Inside, called for strike one on Sutter Moss. So Tyler Smith might be able to get out of this jam without allowing a run. A base hit still could probably do the job. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, grounded softly to the shortstop. No, it'll be the third baseman who picks it up. Throw is not in time. And Sutter Moss has himself an infield single as Kyle Norton advances to third. It'll be runners at the corners now. And a pinch hitter. It's going to be number 16, Joel Calderon Serrano, up at the plate. And actually, I think he might have been the defensive substitution from last inning over at third. Now the first baseman's going to call time, and he'll bring in the entire infield to talk a little bit of strategy for this first and third play. With runners at the corners, Calderon just has to put something in play and make sure he's safe at first in order to score a run. An out would end the inning. But it'll be Kyle Norton leading off of third and Sutter Moss leading off of first after he kept the inning alive with an infield hit. Now an early steal from the runner on first, Moss, and Tyler Smith didn't even pay attention to him. Sutter Moss took second base before Tyler Smith had even delivered his pitch. 0-1. Here's the pitch. That's a ball outside. It's a 1-1 count to Joel Calderon Serrano as Moss and Norton take their lead, and now Tyler Smith is going to step off of the rubber. It'll be a 1-1 count. Now he comes set. Here's the pitch. High fastball catches the top of the zone for strike two. Some fans expressing displeasure with that call. It'll be a ball and two strikes to Joel Calderon. As Kyle Norton leads off of third and Sutter Moss leads off of second. Nobody holding him on here. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Fastball just misses the outside corner. That'll even up the count at two apiece. It'll be two balls and two strikes with two outs here, two runners on. Game of twos. Those runners are on second and third. Base hit would take the lead for the Colt 45s. Here's the pitch. Another outside fastball. Again, barely misses the corner of the zone. Tyler Smith has a base to work with over there at first. Three balls, two strikes. As Smith comes set, here's the payoff pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. So after two consecutive pitches where he missed that outside corner, Tyler Smith finally catches it in that 3-2 count and sits down Calderon looking. And the Colt 45s with runners on second and third fail to take the lead back here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That'll bring us to the top of the ninth where the Kings will look to do the job. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It is the top of the ninth inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. This matchup between the Redding Colt 45s and West Coast Kings is still tied up here in the top of the ninth, 9-9, as Brock Fanconi delivers one. That one is hit high and deep, but foul over the wall out there in left field. And Brock Fanconi just got a really lucky break. It was Jake Lyle, the first baseman, up to the plate, and he pulled that ball hard, had a great launch angle on it, some serious exit velocity, just barely went foul by about 10 feet. So it'll be an 0-1 count to Lyle now. That would have given the Kings the lead as Fanconi steps back out onto the mound, or onto the rubber. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be hard hit to the shortstop. Moss, he's got it. The throw over is going to be not in time. He is safe. Sorry, that's not Moss over there at shortstop. It is, in fact, Joel Calderon Serrano. He made a nice play ranging over toward his right for the ball, but unfortunately just couldn't deliver a fast enough throw over there to the first baseman. Now, the Colt 45s have their undefeated 8-0 record at stake here. It's number 26, Preston Scott, up to the plate. No outs. And Jake Lyle over at first. Here's the pitch. Showing bunt, that one is going to go foul down the third baseline. So it'll be an 0-1 count to Preston Scott. Remember, we're here in the top of the ninth with no outs. West Coast Kings, Preston Scott up to the plate. He's got Jake Lyle over there at first. And the game is tied at 9. Colt 45's looking to extend their undefeated record. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, hammered hard, deep into right field. That one is caught at the warning track by Griffith Fenn. Nice job once again from Griffith Fenn. And I got to tell you, there's no getting anything past that kid out in right field. He's got speed and he's got a great glove and a great eye for the ball as he tracks that one down at the warning track. So that'll be one out now. I was a little bit scared that that one was going to get over the wall there, but couldn't quite get the job done. And as the order turns over and Joey D'Amelio comes up to the plate, still Jake Lyle over there at first. Here comes the pitch from Fanconi. That one's going to go in the dirt. A nice block from the catcher, Carter Jorison. And now D'Amelio will step back into the box. It'll be a 1-0 count. Fanconi comes set and delivers. Swung on and chopped up the middle. Fielded by Dusty Vila. He steps on the bag. Throw to first is in time for a double play. A phenomenal play by Dusty Vila. He had to range to the opposite side of second base. Grabbed the ball across his body. Ran over to second. Tagged the bag and made a phenomenal throw on the run over to first for out number 3. And Dusty Vila is the ninth inning hero as we head into the bottom of the ninth, where the Colt 45s will look to walk it off. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
All righty, folks, welcome back. It is the bottom of the ninth inning in this thriller of a game here at Tiger Field. The game is tied 9 runs apiece between the Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. It's going to be Tyler Smith back out onto the mound for the Kings. He came in to relieve the pitcher Bug last inning with one out and was able to shut Colt 45s down, did not allow a run, and now he'll look to do the same thing as the Colt 45s will look to walk it off. And I can tell right now it's going to be Dusty Vila leading off the inning. No, I apologize. It's going to be Braxton Riley, a pinch hitter, coming out to relieve, and he's going to be hitting in the spot of the catcher, Carter Jorison. So he'll pinch hit for Jorison and be followed by Dusty Vila as he takes a couple of practice hacks. And I got to tell you, if you want a guy to get on base, then Braxton Riley is your man. He's got a ton of speed there on the right side of the plate as he attempts to lay down a bunt but fouls it off back over the net. And last night, he beat out one for an infield single. We'll see if he can do something like that again tonight. Colt 45's having him lead off. They just want to get him on base. So it'll be no balls and a strike to Braxton Riley as he steps in against Tyler Smith. Smith comes set and delivers. It's a breaking ball over the head of Riley for ball one. So it'll be a ball and a strike. Riley steps back into the box. Tyler Smith out of the windup here, the delivery. That's going to be way outside. Catcher can't get a glove on it. It'll go to the backstop. So it'll be a 2-1 count now to Braxton Riley. He's got great plate discipline as well.
And let's hear it one more time for our bat boy.
Can occasionally struggle with seeing the ball out of the hand of the pitcher. But even in those cases, he makes contact pretty well. Like I said, even on weak contact, he can beat a lot of balls out. Here's the pitch. Check swing, but it'll be a called strike two. So the count will go to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, Colt 45's looking to break this tie, walk it off, and extend their win streak. Here's the pitch. Ball three. Outside fastball. And that'll fill up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Braxton Riley steps back in. Out of the windup is Smith. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tipped off the bat back into the net from Braxton Riley. He's doing a great job of battling here. Like I said, exhibiting great plate discipline. Swung at that one when he needed to. And he's able to foul it off. Braxton Riley back into the box. Payoff pitch here on the 3-2. Here's the kick. Fouled back into the net. So he battles again. And Braxton Riley now is sending a message that he is not going to be an easy out to start off this bottom of the ninth inning. He's ready to do what it takes to put
put a run up for his team, or at least get on base. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, drilled to the shortstop, Baker. Baker's got it. Throw over to first is in time. Braxton Riley nearly beat that one out. However, he will be sat down, unfortunately, as Dusty Vila comes up to the plate. And he hit that ball a little too hard for his own good. It was right into the glove off of one bounce of Mike Baker. And Baker made a nice throw over the first to nail him out. So, Dusty Vila steps into the left side. He's got the advantage facing off against this Riley Smith. Here's this righty Smith. Sorry, here's the pitch. It's a fastball up in the zone. Ball one. Out of the windup, here's the 1-0 pitch. Low fastball for ball two. It'll be a 2-0 count now to Dusty Vila. As Smith winds and delivers. That one's hammered high and deep into foul territory over on the right side. Under it is the right fielder, Seth Gwynn, and he will make the catch out in the corner over there. So Dusty Vila is going to be sat down. But now there's some deliberation. I don't know what the deliberation is about. Oh, it looks like they're not going to call Dusty Vila out. It looks like they might say he went too far over into foul territory. And it looks like Dusty Vila has himself second life. So a little bit of an argument there from the West Coast Kings manager. Seth Gwynn did a nice job of tracking that one down into the corner. However, I think he caught it after stepping into the to his own team's bullpen, which I suppose voided the out. The 2-1 pitch now on the way. That one's going to be fouled off back to the left side. That'll make it a 2-2 count. A really interesting series of events there. I'm not sure what the ruling was on that, but I can only imagine that they voided the out simply because Seth Gwynn went into dead ball territory. So the 2-2 pitch on the way. Check swing. The appeal, they say he did not go. It was a fastball in the outside corner. So the count will fill up now. It'll be 3-2. And now we've got a lot of fans chirping. I don't know what they're chirping at, who they're chirping at. There's just a lot of chirping. Managers chirping. 3-2, here's the pitch. Swung on and driven in high into shallow right field. Seth Gwynn is going to get under it, and he'll make the catch. And unfortunately, Dusty Vila just got underneath that one. He was able to straighten it out. That ball could have been done some serious damage. But instead, the order will turn over with two outs, and it'll be Colby Rafael up to the plate. So, Rafael will step up to the plate with two outs. And he is the last chance for the Colt 45s to walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Low fastball called, strike one. Tyler Smith, the pitcher, looking to get out of this inning and bring his team back into bat so they can potentially take the lead. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Outside fastball for ball one. The count will even up at a ball and a strike. Here with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Game is tied, 9-9. Tyler Smith delivers. Ball's going to be in the dirt for ball two. Count will move to 2-2 for Colby Rafael. He's just looking to keep the inning going at this point. No need to do too much here. He's got two outs. Put a hard-hitting lefty behind him in Griffith Fenn. So now the 2-1 delivery from Tyler Smith. Swung on and driven into center field. That'll get down for a base hit. And Colby Rafael keeps the inning alive. Now with two outs and Rafael on first, it'll be Griffith Fenn. And if there's anybody who could end this game now, it is certainly Fenn. I'd be interested to see if they try to send Rafael
to steal second base. Rafael's got a ton of speed, but this is a life-or-death situation here for the Colt 45s in the bottom of the ninth. And if he gets cut down, their inning is over. Here's the pitch. It's going to run inside on Griffith Fenn. Colby Rafael does not take off. However, he takes a wide secondary lead on that one. Now he's adjusting his sliding oven mitt over there at first base. Fenn steps back into the dugout as Smith comes set and now delivers. Runner goes. This one's going to be popped high in the air to the left side. We've got two fielders running after it. It'll be the third baseman, Joe Rodriguez, to make the catch in foul territory. And that'll be the end of the inning for the Colt 45s. So they fail to walk it off. That'll send us to the top of the 10th, where the West Coast Kings will look to put up some runs. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's going to be the top of the 10th inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. We've got a new pitcher out onto the mound for the Colt 45s. I'm trying to see the number on the back of the jersey to determine who it is, but I will let you know right away. As he continues to warm up, Colt 45's looking to finish this game off. They've got to hold the West Coast Kings here, and it looks like we've got a new catcher behind the plate. If I'm correct, that's going to be Juan Carlos Camarena back there, I believe, but I'm not 100% sure. It sure looks like him back there behind the plate in place of Alex Jorison. Remember, Braxton Riley came in to pinch hit for Alex Jorison last inning. And as we're about to get started in the top of the 10th, the West Coast Kings will look to break this tie. Score is 9-9 once again. And I still cannot see a number, but it looks like we're going to have number 11, Ty Cook. No, sorry. Number 11 is Ivan Rodriguez. I need to see who exactly we've got out there on the mound. Number 11 is Ivan Rodriguez, but when they announced it over the loudspeaker, they said Ty Cook. So I don't see Ty Cook on my roster here. So I believe that's Ivan Rodriguez out there, number 11. I'm going to say it's Mr. Rodriguez. Rodriguez has normally been a starting pitcher. Oh, and now they're going to send a runner out over to second. So I guess we're playing MLB rules here tonight. Here in the top of the 10th, we've got a runner on second base for the West Coast Kings, and you've got number 39, Joe Rodriguez, at the plate. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. High fastball there. Got Rodriguez to chase. It'll be an 0-1 count. Rodriguez pitching from the stretch here. See, now comes set. And delivers. Swung on, this time fouled way back into the parking lot. The count will be no balls and two strikes for Rodriguez. The pitcher, sorry. Oh, it is. It's Rodriguez versus Rodriguez. I apologize. 0-2 count now from Rodriguez to Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Walked him upstairs with another fastball, and he gets him to chase. So Rodriguez goes down swinging, and that'll bring up number 20, Seth Gwynn. Colt 45 is working with one out. They've still got that runner on second. Again, we started the top of the 10th inning with that runner on second, just like they do in the big leagues now. With one out, Rodriguez peers down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch to Seth Gwynn. Breaking ball in there for strike one. A nice pitch there from Rodriguez. No swing from Gwynn. As he watches that one go by, it'll be an 0-1 count. Again, we've got one out, runner leading off of second. King's looking to break this tie here in the top of the 10th. Here's the pitch. High fastball, up and in. Got close to the face of Gwynn there. That'll back him off the plate a little bit. Count will even up at a ball and a strike as he steps back into the box. Now Rodriguez looks down to take his sign. He's going to shake off his catcher once. Now he'll take one. 1-1 pitch is on the way. That one is in the dirt. It's going to get past the catcher, Camarena, and the runner on second, that's Joey D'Amelio, will advance on over to third. So pass ball will allow D'Amelio to advance to third base. The count moves to 3-3 against Seth Gwynn. And now a sacrifice could put the West Coast Kings on top here in the top of the 10th inning. With one out, the 3-1 pitch, here it is. Swung on and driven into deep left field. That one's going, and it is gone. Go-ahead home run for Seth Gwynn here in the top of the 10th inning. And he will touch them all. Not what the Colt 45s were looking here in the top of the 10th, but sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles. They'll look to get their 2 final outs of the inning as Seth Gwynn touches home plate. Remember, that's Seth Gwynn's second home run of the night. And this one comes at a great time for the West Coast Kings and not so great time for the Colt 45s. Rodriguez now gets set and delivers. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. So it'll be an 0-1 count to Drew Giannini, who's stepping in from the left side. Here comes the pitch. This one swung on and popped up into shallow right field. Ranging back is the second baseman, Dusty Vila, and he will be the one to make the catch. And now that's going to bring up number 23, Jaden Lee. So Lee will come up. The Colt 45s now working with nobody on and two outs. After that two-run shot, they trail 11-9, looking to just execute some solid damage control here as the stands at Tiger Field are starting to thin out a little bit. Jaden Lee steps up to the plate. Here comes the pitch from Ivan Rodriguez. High fastball, just misses the top of the zone for ball one as Jaden Lee slips back into the box. Here comes the pitch. Another high fastball, another ball. So it'll be a 2-0 count to Jaden Lee as Rodriguez needs to get his command back here. 2-0 on the way. Swing and a miss. Nice fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Count moves to 2-2. As now Rodriguez shakes off a couple of signs. He'll take that one. 2-1 pitch on the way. That one's in the dirt. 3-0 to Jaden Lee. Rodriguez back out of the windup. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Another outside fastball. That is low. And Jaden Lee will have himself a walk. So, once again, runner on first for the West Coast Kings. That's going to bring up Mike Baker. Mike Baker also has homered in this game already tonight. He's been pretty hot with the bat. We'll see if the Colt 45s can shut him down, get out of the inning.
after giving up that two-run shot that broke the tie here in the top of the 10th. Here's the pitch. Another fastball, a little too low and away for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count to Baker as Rodriguez peers down and takes the sign. Now he'll deliver. That one's going to run inside on Baker, and it nicks him. So he'll get a free base. And now it'll be runners on first and second as Juan Carlos Camarena calls time and now will come out and talk to his man on the mound. Ivan Rodriguez just struggling in this inning. He was working really well. He had two outs with a runner on third base. Unfortunately, he had one out with a runner on third base. Unfortunately, gave up that two-run shot, which broke the tie, made this an 11-9 ball game here in the top of the 10th inning. Gave the West Coast Kings the lead. Was able to get the second out, but has allowed two base runners further now as he gets set and delivers to Tyler Smith, the designated hitter, who has also been on the mound for the last two innings for the West Coast Kings. He's going to deliver a breaking ball in there for strike one. It'll be an 0-1 count as Rodriguez comes set and delivers. Curveball is going to miss the zone for ball one, so it'll be a ball and a strike here. And so now I think I'm reading this correctly. It's a 1-1 pitch coming in. That's going to be a fastball for strike two. So I apologize. I misread. So listed on the roster is Ivan Rodriguez, number 11. But tonight on the lineup, it's Ty Cook taking number 11. So must have just had a little bit of a lineup switch, jersey switch there tonight as Cook delivers a 1-2 pitch. That's going to be chopped on the ground to the third baseman who will fire on over to first for out number three. So Ty Cook gives up a two-run shot to allow the West Coast Kings to take the lead, but shuts them down further. So we'll head into the bottom of the 10th inning where the Colt 45s will look to tie it up and hopefully walk it off. Folks, remember, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bob the Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's going to be Tyler Smith back out onto the mound for the West Coast Kings. He's pitched 1 2/3 innings so far here, and now he'll come back for the bottom of the 10th. He has not allowed a run for the Colt 45s yet. And now, here in the bottom of the 10th, the Colt 45s will need at least two to tie this game up. They'll need three to walk it off and continue that win streak. Remember, your Colt 45s are undefeated to this point. So the West Coast Kings, up 11-9 here in the bottom of the 10th, are threatening to be their first loss of the season. We're going to see number 23, Kyle Norton, up to the plate for the Colt 45s here in a second against Tyler Smith. He'll look to get things started. Remember, the Colts get to start off the inning with a runner on second, so they've got that going for them. And I believe it's going to be Griffith Fenn out there on second base. Actually, no, it looks like they're going to put in a pinch runner for Fenn. Looks like it's going to be Mason Cassingham, who's got some pretty good speed over there at second. So Cassingham will head out on to second. Kyle Norton will head up to the plate. They need
some serious magic to make something happen here in the bottom of the 10th against Tyler Smith, who's been pretty dominant so far. We'll see if they can get it done. No outs, runner on second. Cal Norton up to the plate. Tyler Smith up there on the rubber. He'll come set. He's pitching out of the stretch with that runner on second. The pitch. Fastball, little outside of the zone for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count to start off Kyle Norton now. Smith comes set. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss, strike one. And Norton just looked like he pulled his head right off of that one. Swung right through it for strike one. It's a ball and a strike here to the tall first baseman. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, foul tipped right into the glove of the catcher, however. So the count will move to a ball and two strikes to Kyle Norton. Looks like he might just be having trouble seeing the ball out of the hand of Tyler Smith. Smith comes set. 1-2 pitch now on the way. Low fastball. Misses the bottom of the zone for ball two. It'll be two balls and two strikes to Kyle Norton. Some great plate discipline there. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Another low fastball, again, just underneath the bottom of the strike zone. Tyler Smith, the pitcher, looking a bit exasperated with the calls there. That's two close calls that haven't gone his way, but just some real good discipline there from the first baseman, Kyle Norton. Counts now full, 3-2, here it is. Swung on and foul tipped back into the net. Looked like the catcher, Scott, didn't know if it was tipped or not, so as it went back to the backstop, he ran out to go get it. He thought it might have just gone off his glove. But the count will remain full as Norton battles here. Tyler Smith looks in to take his sign. Tying run at the plate. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So, Kyle Norton, a tremendous at-bat. He battled and exuded a lot of really great discipline there to earn that walk. And now it's going to be BJ Vila, number 18, up to the plate. Remember, Vila has been the designated hitter all game, but he came in to pitch for a couple innings as well. And he will represent the winning run. Go-ahead run at first, here with no outs in the bottom of the 10th inning. Smith looks down to take his sign. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven deep into left field. That one is going, going, gone! BJ Vila hits a walk-off home run to end it here in the bottom of the 10th. Three runs will come around to score, and this game is over. The Colt 45s walk it off here in the bottom of the 10th inning off the three-run shot from BJ Vila, and they're going to crowd him at the mound. What we thought would have to be a miracle ends up coming true here in the bottom of the 10th inning. A phenomenal game, absolutely on the edge of our seats the entire time as the Colt 45s get the job done and walk it off here. Once again, in the bottom of the 10th inning, they were down by two runs after a go-ahead home run in the top of the 10th from Jaden Lee, sorry, Seth Gwynn. But then BJ Vila comes back and does it himself with two runners on to walk it off. One of the most exciting games I've been able to watch at all in my announcing career, and I'm just really grateful to be able to see that. Folks, I won't be back again this season, but you'll have Jacob Green taking over on the mic for you starting tomorrow night, and he's going to do a phenomenal job. So I'm super excited to have Tyler take over, and I'm excited to listen and hear how great a job he does. But signing off for the last time, my name is Austin White. Have a good night. We'll be right back.
using Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code PUNCH or text PUNCH to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text PUNCH to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News. Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the stars of our show, Patsy Jack and Vanna White.
Well, the time has come to say goodbye. It's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes, night after night, year after year.
Oh, that was it? I felt like he was mid-sentence. I thought he was going to start to well up. I thought for a second maybe he got choked up. But that's it. I mean, what you do is you do 10 in a day or something. You work 2 days a week or 4 days a month. He made $15 million minimum a year over the course of what? How many years? 20 years? 30 years?
I think it was 41.
Of 41 years. And it was the number one show along with Jeopardy. It was one or two in syndicated television for the longest time. I think he was bored. When he was here, I think I told you this, he was here for about a year doing a show on Saturdays, Pat Sajak.
I don't remember.
And he's a big fan of Fox. At least he was. You're talking about a long time ago. And one thing I said to him, I said, you're going to keep doing your show? He said, yeah. I asked for an extraordinary amount of money, obscene amount of money, and they did it. He goes, I was hoping they would walk away. because I think he was bored with it. And you see some signs during the time where you have these blow-ups. Just get fed up with people. But did you see Vanna White? Vanna White had a lot of nice things to say. Evidently, great friends, had countless lunches together. That's pretty amazing. To be friends with someone for 40 years, work with them, you know, I guess often every month. I don't know their schedule, but it gets, I guess, intense sometimes. So she's going to stick around for a little while. But I have news for you. Ryan Seacrest is probably going to be better.
Well, he might be a little younger and livelier, but I feel like Ryan Seacrest also takes on something for a year or two and then gets bored with it, too, and moves on. So
you're talking about Kathy Lee?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, there he did that with Kelly Ripa. I feel like he's the big name to come in. It's exciting, but after, like, what, 2 to 4 years, he's like, I'm done with this. But, I mean, it's also lovely that, you know, Vanna White and Pat Sajak had this 41-year relationship. We always love to jump on, like, you know, the animosity, the tension, but we don't really highlight when they just have a great friendship.
Should we also emphasize that the letters could probably turn themselves?
But then we don't get to see Vanna in her beautiful gowns.
Right. But aren't we supposed to, as a society, go with progress?
I mean, with AI now, I mean, do you even need contestants to guess the
Well, you need
phrase?
Contestants. That's the only thing discriminant. All right. So the other big thing is Caitlin Clark. So Gino Auriemma waited on Caitlin Clark, and you know what she's doing in the WNBA. And he said, look, the reason why she's not dominating, she was set up to fail. She's not big and strong enough. She's never supposed to dominate at that level. She's going to have trouble. That would be bad. If she cannot play like as at least an all-star, that would be a problem. Now, when asked about the physicality, Nancy Lieberman, arguably the best women's basketball player ever, weighed in on it. And here's what she said. Cut 35.
If I were Caitlin Clark, I would have punched her in the face. But I'm from New York, and I would have told her to f*** off. That would actually cure the problem, because I've known Kennedy since she was in high school here in Dallas. She's a tough kid. She's a really good basketball player. She's going to come after you because she's very physical, which is okay. But damn, where's Caitlin Clark's teammates? I'd be pissed at my teammates that nobody came to my defense. You know, Gretzky had an enforcer. Michael Jordan had Oakley. Honestly, it's just bullshit. Indiana has to be better.
What? I did not know she cursed like that. It sounds like Eric when we got together the other night. I mean, I feel like that is so very much like our lunch.
It is. The profanity just flies when we're not on the air.
Right.
But it's true. Like, what? After Caitlin Clark was checked, her teammate looked at the other bench and laughed about it and helped up Clark. But she should have been a little ticked off.
They don't like her either. Meanwhile, Indiana's the worst team in the league. No one's going to the games for the last 2 years. Here's more from Nancy Lieberman. Cut 36.
In 1984, when Michael Jordan came into the league, he changed the economics of the league financially, with the GLA, with all the TV contracts. He was on TV every game. Arenas were filled. When Tiger Woods was tearing up the PGA when he first started, he changed the PGA world for every golfer financially. You know, people need to thank Caitlin Clark for being that generational athlete that is making them wealthy. They will have generational wealth. They would not have airplanes, charter jets without her. They wouldn't have been on, you know, TV.
I mean, they're going to have to realize that sooner or later. But the only problem is, if she goes this whole year and is not that effective, team doesn't do that well, and then she comes out next year and doesn't shine, do people start, it comes down to performance.
It does, but it also comes down to, are people going to still go see her in the arenas around the country, right? I was reading a piece how someone from, like, Brooklyn went to go see her. Never been to a WNBA game in their life. And they went, and they said it was fantastic.
So right, a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Women are really good players. Did you see last night the Mavericks lose on the road as expected to the Celtics?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
But we're going to Dallas next week, at which time we need to have the people of Dallas in a good mood. So I think we need the Mavericks to split and take the next game in Boston. Could you arrange that?
I think you have connections.
Should we get Mark Cuban on next week?
That would be fun.
Right. Now, who has more money, me or him?
Let me look that up. I'll get back to you.
Can you Google that?
Okay.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code PUNCH or text PUNCH to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text PUNCH to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.